welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast. This is episode 28, and that's where the train started.
Choo-choo.
Tonight, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Of course, we're going into Mass Effect again, because we played a shitload of that. But we're going to talk about some Minecraft, some PAX East cosplay. We're going to talk about Caliber 11, Bill Cosby, Duke Nukem 3D, and that new Might and Magic game. I can't remember the name of it. So, listen.
All aboard.
And welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast. This is Justin. I'll be moderating tonight. To my right is Holly.
Hey.
And to my left is Trent.
Smoke.
And Andrew's got a birthday date with his dad.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's hanging out with dear old dad, and he won't be here tonight because he's hanging out with the family.
So happy birthday, Todd.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, happy birthday, Todd. I've met you once, and you're a cool guy.
I met Casey's dad. No, I did meet Andrew's parents. Yeah, I went to their house one time with them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we sat out on the porch, by the
him.
Pool.
No, I went with him by himself.
Oh,
just me and him, and I met the dog.
Which one? There are three.
His. Okay. Andrew's dog, so.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
Now that little intimate moment is over.
The leg humper.
The leg humper? Where are we going with this?
No, he wasn't a leg humper. I just wish he would have.
She. Little Riley.
Little Ryden Riley.
No.
Ryden Riley.
No.
I like it, man.
She has this little stuffed duck, or at least she used to. And that was her humpy.
She'd get up on top of it and start humming.
It was her humpy. No, it's really funny to hear Andrew like mock her because she's like, awkward.
This is kind of like getting humped by Telly Savalas or maybe John Candy.
Well, it's kind of funny you mentioned that. Because my buddy has a dog named Muppet that's like he's like a fucking little mix rat terrier. And we used to call him Muppet McCumpet because he'd have these little stuffed toys and he'd grab them by the neck and like shake them about and then flip it between his legs and just start riding it across the floor. Like he would drag his nose across the floor. He's all like.
On a downer, just speaking of ducks, I actually once saw a live duck humping a dead duck because I didn't know it was dead. I have to kill the mood. I'm sorry. I sat there outside the window watching it thinking, this is really fucking weird. Then my grandmother, because I was at her place at the time, comes running out from the side of the house to the backyard with a broom going, stop it! And starts hitting the duck with a broom.
Don't defile the
dead.
And
the duck would not get off. It was continuing to go.
It would not unmount.
Yeah, so it would not unmount. It just kept going. It's like, you know, while she's trying to hit it with the broom. Going,
like, let me finish.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, like, it's my wife.
Dude, okay, that's disgusting. My cat. My cat.
Welcome to another episode of the Humpcast.
Yeah.
We have furry blankets, and I have a male cat. And I'll be trying to sleep. Andrew will be downstairs, like, playing video games, whatever, if I have to wake up early. Our cat will get on the bed and start humping the blanket. Basically, like right over my leg.
It's like, it's so soft.
Just humping it. And he's really awkward about it, because he'll just stare.
Emilio?
He stares at me.
Is this Emilio?
Yes.
I can see Emilio.
It is so weird. And he'll stop for a second. If he sees me, open my eyes or something, or if I move, he stops. And then he'll start to go back to it again.
Didn't mean to wake.
But he moves around while he is doing it, because he can't find,
the right spot.
And then I'll raise up my hand and, go to swat him off, and he just meows really loud and gets really pissed off and takes off.
God.
It's just like some kind of creepy porn.
Oh my god, it's disgusting.
Oh man, it's like Russian porn with the Dobermans and all that.
Oh, it's gross.
I don't know if I've gone that far.
Oh man, I did. Came across one day. Anyways, really hot chicks, really ugly dogs.
Dobermans.
Are there dogs that you find attractive?
I like a Shar-Pei or two.
Okay. Well, all right. So moving on.
The Shih Tzu.
Yeah. No shit on the Shih Tzu. So warming up here without some lube.
I like skeeting on furry animals.
Video games. Holly, what you been playing? What you been doing for the last several days?
I have been playing, of course, Left 4 Dead. I just stopped playing Left 4 Dead a little bit ago because I was playing with Donnie, of course.
Oh, he sent me an invite.
Yeah.
I think you guys were still playing, and I was playing Mass Effect, and I logged off and went to my dashboard because I saw him get on. And I was like, I got to do the tilt cast, man. There's no way I can let him rip me into Left 4 Dead. I walk out of the room, come back, and there's a message. Right as soon as I walk in, I hear, bing. So I get, Donnie wants you to play. I'm like, does he know we record tonight?
Well, I told him, I was like, dude, I can't play for very long because I have to do the podcast tonight. And he was like, okay, that's fine.
Well, if he's still on when I get off, then I'm off. Yeah, I'll play a game or two, but I think he has work in the morning.
Yeah. I've been doing that. Been playing Battlefield Bad Company 2. Got into that. Yeah.
Oh, did you play in the multiplayer? Or
no, I'm just doing the campaign.
Okay. How is that? I've never really played it.
It's really not that bad. I didn't think that I was actually going to get into it, but they were having, you know, GameStop was having their buy two, get one free sale. So I was like, all right, I'll just buy this since it's in my price range.
Are you prepping for Battlefield 3?
I am.
Okay.
Because it does look really good. So. Yeah. So I only have like 3 chapters left in it. It's pretty short.
So I took advantage of that sale too, and I picked up Orange Box for Xbox. I have it on PC. Yeah. But I picked that up, and I picked up Conduit since that's coming out next week, so that I could have a little bit of experience with the game. And then I picked up Hitman Blood Money so I could play it on Xbox.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play it on a bigger screen was all.
Nice. Well, you were playing it on PC the other month, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was having a blast with
the Ether Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ether Dog.
Nice.
Anything else?
Duke Nukem 3D, and Andrew and I started during the sale. GameStop was doing their special and like trades and stuff like that. So I traded in a couple of my PS3 games, which was like Assassin's Creed, Resident Evil 5, a few games like that, and then sold a lot of games. Ended up getting like $60 for it, and then I bought Assassin's Creed for the 360. So I could actually just beat it on the 360 and have the achievements for that, yeah. Well, and then I bought Resident Evil 5 again for the 360, so Andrew and I have been playing that.
We should go into some mercenaries.
Well, with Assassin's Creed, though, you get Ubi points as well with those game series. Do you know what those are? You remember the Ubi points? Yeah, they're not.
You play points.
Well, I've kind of heard about you play points, but I don't know anything about them.
Like, you have your set achievements that you do in the game.
Yeah.
And those, whenever you do those, you get your gamer score points, but you also sometimes get you play points. And then there's other little things you can do in the game that aren't regular achievements that'll get you play points. And what you do with those is you can use them to buy armor upgrades or in other games. You can just save them all up and get exclusive content for movie and all that. It's
I got some weapons for Assassin's Creed from playing Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
Like, I used my Uplay points from that and bought some shit in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's that's a nice thing Ubi does. Yeah, did you set up an Ubi account?
I haven't done it on the 360 yet.
Okay, whenever you do I haven't started it yet. I think they ask you to set one up.
I didn't do it for Brotherhood, though.
See, I got them in Brotherhood as well. There's a couple you play.
I don't know if it asked me.
Were you playing on your profile or on Andrew's?
I think I was playing on mine.
Oh, go over to Ubi and see if you got an account with them. You might have already set one up playing a different Ubi game. So, and they'll give you your tally point for how many Uplay points you got, as well as an achievement list. I think they also tell you.
Yeah, they tell you what you can do to get the points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trent, do you know if Mercenaries is split screen?
Oh, on Resident Evil 5?
Yeah.
I don't remember if it is or not.
We ought to have a gauntlet with some mercenaries.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You guys have 2 copies of it or just 1?
No, I just have the 1 copy.
I think it might have a split screen. I'm not sure because I've always played it by myself.
The split screen on it sucks so bad, though. And
we're talking about
like,
for mercenaries, though.
I mean just split screen in general because Andrew and I have been playing and it's split screen, but it's
top left and bottom
top,
right.
Yeah, top left, bottom right.
Kind of like how Halo does.
And they're so small, it's irritating, but.
Yeah, it is. It is frustrating when they do that.
So anything else?
I think that's it.
About rounds it up, huh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Trent, what you been playing?
Well, I've been gone past 2 weeks. So I've been limited on the games I would take with me. This week, though, I took Alan Wake just to go ahead and finish up some achievement stuff on there for the writer. I took Fallout New Vegas, and I went and I did the actual Mr. House ending this time.
So you played through the whole thing?
No. I saved my game at a very pivotal point, so I could go back.
Oh, okay.
And
so you didn't...
Yeah.
I was like, man, you've been playing a lot.
No. I went through and I did the Mr. House ending. I think I just need to do Caesar's ending and then an NCR ending. And I'll be able to see what all those are, because I've already done the one that's no gods, no lords, no monsters, or something like that, which is where you go with Yes Man, and you take over everything.
I think that's the most popular one because everybody liked Yes Man.
Yeah, Dave Foley. Yeah, but Mr. House endings actually. I mean, I like the way it headed with it, you know, story wise, like, you know, he fixes a lot of stuff and wants to get humanity back on top. You know, that's great. You know, it's just, other than that, the ending was a little so, yeah, like you and I talked about it a little bit. And
yeah, it was the whole, like, you think that you're going to get this great ending because it talks about when you kill him, how he's this big humanitarian and how he did so much for it to, like, behind the scenes to keep humanity civilized.
And to keep Vegas alive when the
bombs dropped. Yeah, and then he just, when you do his deal, you basically just take over Vegas and it's a mob town.
Yeah, and then he gives you, like, your own personal, like, lifelong quarters in the Lucky 38, and you just live out in the lap of luxury. That's all it ever says and about you. I did notice a difference in an ending, though, with
Cash?
Yeah, Cash. Yeah, that's what I was talking about the other day. Because whenever you do the Yes Man ending, she talks about how she really didn't believe you could do any of what you were doing, you know, and actually succeed. But if you go with the Mr. House ending, she doesn't really talk about that at all. She just talks about her life and how she died, which was at Hoover Dam or something like that. And
it's kind of depressing.
Yeah. Oh, and if you, with Felicia Day's character, if you kill the Brotherhood of Steel and you don't take her to the Followers of the Apocalypse, she says that she spent all of her life wandering around the wasteland tinkering with stuff until the day she died.
That's pretty depressing, too.
Yeah. Yes, I felt kind of bad about that. But I did that. I played some Left 4 Dead, obviously. Had some fun with that. And then...
Yeah, I was going to play with you guys, and I had a family emergency kind of come up, so...
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's cool. Okay. I'll tell you about it off the show. But.
Okay. Yeah, and then I played some Left 4 Dead just over the week as well, just here and there with Donnie and some people. Then I did the usual Mass Effect, finally finished up that game. My latest run-through, which was all Paragon, Save the Council, Sacrifice Ashley... All Paragon, though, and I just started Mass Effect 2 today with that character to see the difference, and already I've seen a little bit of a difference here and there.
I knew I had to finish that up quickly.
Yes, you did. And I'm, like I said, I'm seeing a little bit of difference here and there with the way things go, and it's interesting.
So you're full Paragon?
Full Paragon, and the Council is alive with Anderson on it instead of leading it. And Caden Alenko is the one that I saved.
Are they not blaming you for, like, the whole time I've been playing it since I let the Council die? Like, everybody's like, well, that guy's an asshole, man. He let everybody die in the Council.
No, he's only pro-human. Originally, I sacrificed the Council for the greater good in my original playthrough.
And that's the playthrough I'm keeping.
And nobody blamed me for anything. They were like, you chose the right call. And other people were like, you only did it to put humanity in the lead, but... You did save everybody, so it's cool. I never had anybody like specifically try and blame me, but that's probably because I was full Paragon. So I was a good guy who just
I always kind of mix it up. I mean, I'm full Paragon now, but I'll get into that. What else have you been playing?
Let's see. Oh, I played. Finally broke down and played Star Wars. Sorry, no, Transformers. War for Cybertron.
It's actually not bad, is it?
Very fun game. I've already gone through the Decepticon campaign on hard difficulty just to try it out.
It's really not too bad on hard.
No, not really. It can be kind of frustrating because you only got those 4 blocks of health, and they can go by real fucking fast. Yeah, you know, especially when you have airbots come in and start like doing airstrikes on you. It can be a pain in the ass. I'm actually I've already beaten the Decepticon campaign because that's the first part of it. And on the second part, I'm on the very last, no, second, you know, yeah, yeah, very second last chapter of the entire Autobot campaign. So, I've already, one of the best boss fights in that was like, Omega Supreme.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Really fucking fun boss fight. I love the shit out of it. I know they got Triticon in there, somewhere on the, Autobots campaign. You have to fight him at the end of it, I think. And, I was looking forward to that. And then I started doing some research because I was like, I wonder, since there's multiplayer where you can kind of create your own, you know, Transformer and stuff. I was like, I wonder if they have it to where you can unlock Omega Supreme or Trip, and of course they don't, because it would have been nice to have kind of a versus battle where you can fight the two monolithic Transformers against each other, but you can't do it.
So. Have you tried any of the multiplayer?
No, I was focusing on campaign first, but I have the game with me. I borrowed it from Lisa's brother, so I could try and find out about it, because he's the one who wanted to know if I could unlock Omega Supreme for him or not. So, yeah, and... other than that, I mean, it's a pretty fucking game. It's even got co-op play and versus. So it's been pretty cool so far, and the storyline's really good. You know, it's a prequel basically to all the... It kind of shows what happened, why the Transformers had to leave Cybertron, and the whole process of how that happened. So it's been interesting to see stuff like Starscream and all the different Transformers, because you can play as three different ones on every campaign. You can play as like the leader Optimus or Starscream, or you can play as Megatron, or you can play as Ratchet, or you know, even Bumblebee. So it's kind of nice that you get to choose different things you want to do for each one. So, and the voice acting is actually really good too. Megatron sounds like a very digitally pissed off Arnold Schwarzenegger, though. He does. He's like, "I am Megatron, Megatron, leader of the Decepticons."
Well, they got the original Optimus Prime to do the voice for Optimus, didn't they?
I can't remember. I couldn't tell. I didn't even look at the cast list yet.
You should ask John. He would know.
He would.
Optimus Prime was always my favorite.
Well, I know he loves that game, so I know
he's going to be really excited that we're even talking about it right now. Because he was really pissed because I got really broke and I pawned that game. Like, the only time I've ever pawned video games, I pawned that one and Street Fighter, which is another big mistake, and a couple of Naughty Bear. Another one. And he was always, he's like, do you pawn Transformers?
I was like, well. Yeah.
I was like, well, I mean, did you want to give me like $30? I was starving.
No, I really I've enjoyed it so far, and I'm only borrowing it. And it's one of those games where after I beat it, I mean, I have to try out the multiplayer, see how fun that is. And if it's a lot of fucking fun, then I'll debate on buying it. So, but I wanted to give some of the Transformer games a chance because I haven't really. Most of them have been movie tie-in games.
Well, really, this is the only one that's worth a damn.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say that right off.
Yeah, that's why I picked it, because they were. I got to choose from all three of them. The one that was from the movie, and then the Rise of the Fallen, and then this one, I chose the one that had nothing to do with the movie. Because that's like, I don't like the movies, I don't want to play the game
for
the
movies. Let's not give Michael Bay any royalties.
Yeah, fuck him. So I went ahead and I just picked this one up from Lisa's brother and started playing it, and yeah, I love the shit out of it. It's a lot of fucking fun. So
yeah, it was kind of a underdog last year, but it really should have done better.
Yeah, and the controls are really easy and pretty fluid. I love... playing as just any of the flyable Transformers. If you go into Starscream,
the transforming sound is so fun.
And it's so easy to do. It's really fun when you're flying at like top fucking speed, and you come into a platform and you hit the transform, and you just slide onto the ground in fucking like robot form and just start blasting away. Guys, it's fucking fun as hell, dude.
It's pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, very very cool game. Very cool game. I liked it a lot.
I saw Jordan play it a lot whenever he had come over to Casey's house, but. I don't know. I don't know if it was the way the game is. Is it all tower defense or is it?
No. This is an RPG type kind of situation.
Because like, what he was doing, yeah. It's a third person what shooter. He was doing was more tower defense. Was that just
that might have
been in one of the other games?
Yeah, that might have been one of the other ones. This one's like third person shooter.
This is
RPG
it was the
through.
Most recent one that had come out.
This one just came out a little bit ago, but
came out last summer, I think, in June.
Yeah, but it's not tower defense at all. It's actually. Like going through chapters with maps, and you're going through, and you're fighting waves of Decepticons or Autobots, depending on what side you're on. And there's an actual story. You're not setting up any defenses. There's a couple spots in it where you actually do set up defense stuff, like whenever he's trying to repair Omega Supreme, and you have to activate the turrets and all that, and then you just hold out and take guys down and make sure they don't shoot Ratchet while he's trying to heal Omega. But other than that, it's mainly just straight up boss fights and enemy waves.
So. Speaking of tower defense, man, I can't wait till Orcs Must Die comes out. That game looks awesome.
Yeah, that does look pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty entertaining.
If anybody hadn't seen it, we talked about it on our PAX episode, and basically it's a game where you're a dude with like a sword and a crossbow, and you're in a tower.
Well, it's a dungeon crawler too, isn't it?
Sorta, not really.
I thought that's what he was saying. Never mind.
It was maybe inspired by Dungeon Crawlers, but...
You might be thinking of Hunted. That's coming out from Bethesda.
I have no idea.
She was the one that was with me on the interview.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But anyways, no, for those that haven't seen anything about this, and you should, Orcs Must Die has a bunch of orcs invading your castle, and you're setting up these traps.
Because they must die.
Because, well, yes. they gotta die.
Yeah.
They got everything
they
from
must.
Like these... They must. But they got everything from, like, big trolls to little orcs to fucking flying orcs.
Would it be classified as a cave troll size, or is it...
Oh, they got some cave troll size trolls.
Okay.
But,
So those are huge.
But you set up all these fucking badass traps, and you're like trying to funnel them down to get them in the traps, you know. And all the ones that get through, you got to kill them, and they can't get to this point. Hmm. So anyways, it's really frantic. It's really fast. The controls were really good, and I had a blast. So I can't wait till the full game comes out. And it's supposed to be on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
It was one of the lead designers that we talked to did Age of Empires 2.
Nice.
So that was his, and then he worked at an oil company before that.
I have like that so, entire series. I have all the Age of Empires.
Those are good
and all
games.
The expansion. Yeah, I bought them at Walmart for $10. All big pack.
Oh, wow.
Every Age of Empires game. I was like, I cannot pass that up. I have a few of them already, but I was like, I'll
just buy the
DLCs.
Whole thing.
Yeah, it says all the fucking DLCs, man. The Conquerors, all that. I'll grab it. And it's a game I still play every once in a while, install it and play it. So,
speaking of good deals, I think if it's still on by the time we get off this cast, BioShock 1 and 2 for PC is under $10.
Really? Both?
Awesome.
For both titles under $10?
$4.99 apiece.
Wow. Was it $7 for both of them in a
no,
pack?
No, I think it was like $9 for both.
Okay. Because they usually do that. If you buy both of them, you get them for like $2 or so cheaper than buying them separate. So.
But yeah, I saw that and I was like, man, that's actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it is a pretty good deal. I have them for Xbox 360, so I don't really want to have to go back and play those through on PC again. So... Fun fucking games, though. So.
I'll bring that up in our news section. So, yeah. What have I been playing? I don't know, Justin.
What have you been playing, Justin?
I've been
Minecraft,
playing...
Minecraft, maybe?
No, I actually haven't delved into Minecraft. I wish I had. We'll
go back
Minecraft.
To that. We'll get it. Yeah.
But, especially since I'm wearing this kick-ass shirt.
Yeah, punching trees gives me wood. That's such a great t-shirt. Yeah. Anyway.
It's got the little Minecraft dude on it.
It looks like a Lego.
They all look like Legos. But, anyways, no, I've been playing some Mass Effect. That's why me and Trent were talking about it, is because he started playing Mass Effect 1. I was like, I need to get back into 2, but Andrew has my copy of 2. Trent loaned it to me, but he's been gone, so I've kind of held it in reserve here. And then I tried to poop sock it. Of course, I haven't had much time to do anything, but I played a whole lot of Mass Effect 2. Finally beat it last night. In between other games I've been
playing.
Well,
you've beaten it before, though, so yeah.
Well, yeah. I have beaten it before, but... I had to get Everybody Survives achievement. I forgot what it's called. Nobody Left Behind.
No Man Left Behind. Yeah.
So I wanted to get that, and then I wanted to go Perfect Paragon. And I was thinking about being true to Liara, and I decided not. I was a shitty bastard. And I went with Miranda.
Ooh.
So it was pretty interesting, actually.
The chick that could crush your dick with a mere thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go with her. She looks like a soccer ball with tits.
Thus,
she is the ultimate soccer mom. Think about it.
I've seen so many cosplayers try and do her, and I'm sorry, ladies.
You have to be fit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, ladies, but jelly rolls and soccer pattern doesn't look good. Sorry.
Looks like a flabby soccer ball.
Yeah, it looks like a soccer ball. It looks like you're losing a little air around the gut area there. So, yeah. Not to be a dick. I've seen a couple of Jack cosplay. There's one chick in particular.
You get a shitload of tattoos and you're half naked.
No. There's a chick who did a Jack cosplay that just blew me away. I was like totally amazed by it because she had the full bodysuit which actually was see through, so you could see skin, and she had the tattoos perfectly done all over. She even had the shaved head with the shaved part right up here with the tattoo that goes along. And
I was like
wow.
Girls with shaved heads, though.
Wow. Yeah, my girlfriend has a mohawk, but
yeah.
But either way, it looked really good. It was a great cosplay. The outfit as well was all handmade, so it was made with leathers and stuff, and it just looked real as hell. Really good cosplay. I saw some Quarian cosplay trying to do Tally. And it'd
be hard to get those tentacles right.
Tentacles? What are you talking about?
Oh, no. You said Quarian. I thought you'd said a sorry for some reason.
Oh, no. And I've seen a couple of those, and they're not bad. Not bad. Not as good as the Jack one or the Quarian one.
Well, the Quarian has got to get a suit.
Well, no, the mask. You have to make the mask. They all made the mask and did a fantastic fucking job. A lot of them did. Some were a little shoddy, but most of them looked really fucking good. And then a guy actually made a Turian bodysuit. He had the armor. It was all weathered. Perfect, you know, replica. Even had the eyepiece that lights up with LEDs, and he basically made a mask that he fit onto himself, and the jaw kind of moved with his jaw, and it was actually really fucking perfect. Great.
And we didn't see a
costume.
Lot of good cosplay at PAX East, did we?
Not really. There was. Did you see the witch?
No, I didn't see. Oh yeah, I saw the witch.
Did somebody do a witch from Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Oh,
somebody,
really?
Somebody did the witch. So there's a video of her on YouTube dancing.
That's awesome, dude. I gotta see that.
Dancing at like Rock or Dance Central.
I can't remember. I don't think I saw that actually.
Was she sitting in the middle of the convention floor crying?
No, it's just funny watching her dance. She has long fingers.
We were going through like the beginning of the convention where everyone just comes in at before. Mm-hmm. Like there are two sets of doors that you have to go through, and there's this pretty huge area that you go through, and that's where we got our tickets and stuff like that, and that's where they had the BioShock thing set up. And she was over in the corner just kind of... So she wasn't like the sitting one. She was the walking witch. One.
Nice.
And she was just kind of standing there with her long fingernails. Well, nice. It looked pretty awesome.
Did you see Lady Hawk?
I don't know.
So remember we talked about that story before we went to PAX about the girl that did the cosplay? And she does like... She looks just like...
Which cosplayer are we talking about? Which one?
Oh, Dragon Age 2.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The girl with the fucking blood streak across her face.
Yeah.
She looked fucking just like her.
Well, I like the people that were at the vault area where the cases were.
The caliber 11 cases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it caliber? Well, said vault. I don't know.
Yeah. All the guys in Mass Effect.
It's called the game vault. That's what those case mods are called.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember we actually have a video of them on the website underneath PAX. And what I liked about them is all the armor they did. That's actually Mass Effect 1 secondary crew armor that you see like when you see people like in the part where you have to drop off the nuke bomb on I think it's Vermeer or something like that. You see these guys come out and they all have that standard black issue N7 armor. That they're carrying the nuke out, and they actually made
the thing
replicas
is that guy had
those.
Shoulder pads on, but that guy was fucking huge.
Yeah,
he was.
He's like what 6'4" and built like a fucking tank.
I have no idea. Whenever I was videotaping it, like I got over to him and he just like flexed for me, and I was like,
seeing him in a Jacob
don't kick
costume,
my ass.
A Cerberus Jacob costume. I was like, I don't know why I just didn't do Jacob Cerberus because he's got the fucking big buff fucking bill where his torso
he was huge.
His shoulders are like three times wider than his hips. You know? Yeah. It's like Lou Ferrigno.
It's like the Superman have invaded.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Caliber, they did all those masks, and we got a video of that
did
one
you
on
end
day
up
one.
Getting
so.
Your, did you actually get yours yet?
My Caliber case? No. Well, I talked to them. The guy's name is Coy Christmas, and he used to actually, he's from, I want to say he's from Virginia or somewhere. He used to do a gaming thing back there, and now he's doing Caliber with them, and he's the one who takes care of all their email stuff, because he's who I've been talking to at least. And I emailed him about 3 weeks after PAX, asked him where the case was, if they had a shipping confirmation or anything. And he said that because of the tsunamis over in Japan, they're having trouble with their shipments, getting on boats. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And about 2 weeks went by. I messaged him back saying, hey, I was just wondering if you could give me an update. And he said, I told him that we were wanting to review it for the website, you know. And he asked me for my home address. So you can try and verify. So I haven't heard back from him though, so I don't know. That was like a week ago that I got that email. So no idea. It's not there. I mean, they're having problems with the tsunami stuff and all that. I understand that.
Well,
I
ordered a shirt from someone else over there. I think you ordered a shirt too. The same place that
I ordered the one I'm wearing.
Oh, is it that one? We still haven't gotten ours.
I just got mine yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I sent it to Casey's house, but Casey still hasn't gotten it that I know of.
Yeah, I'm probably going to send Coy a WhatsApp email probably tomorrow just saying like, hey, you asked for my home address. Did you find anything out about where my, you know, expensive case mod is? Because I'd like to know. So, and hopefully there's some kind of news that comes through. But once that comes in, I'm going to do a test run with it and talk about it on the podcast. So, and he knows that. So once we get that done, I'm going to shoot him an email, let him know, hey, we're going to review it, talk about it on this website, on this podcast, or this one, whichever one we're going to do it on.
Yeah.
So, because the cases look great, and they're about to start selling them in Best Buy, and I think maybe Walmart as well.
Yeah, Walmart's supposed to start carrying them too.
Yeah, and this
they look awesome.
Well, the one I got is that Combine.
It's the MLB case that looks like the Combine from Half-Life.
Yeah, and its eyes actually light up red or blue. You can change the coloring, and the best the best thing about these cases is that you can continue modifying them because they come with holes all over the side that allow you to basically put in a wing nut and attach other things to it that you've fitted to fit on it or things that you buy. And they just don't do the case mods. They also do drive plates where the drive pops out.
Yeah.
You can actually get plates done on that with your own name on it or anything you want with different backgrounds, some pretty cool ones. And they're reasonably priced, too. They're not that expensive, and they're a really cool website.
Yeah, so. It's under $100.
So it's like caliber11.com?
Something like that,
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I do believe that. So we'll put it on the podcast notes. So, but anyways.
What else did we see? Oh, we saw the ninjas. Were you out there whenever we saw the ninjas?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
broad daylight, and I swear, like 15 people dressed up as ninjas are just scaling against the wall.
Maybe there's another convention somewhere.
And they're like, they're just looking around trying to be all quiet and whatnot, but...
Well, it's funny. One of those guys dropped me a card. He's like, hey, you dropped this.
Was it one of them?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
okay.
And I picked it up and was like, oh, it's one of their cards. And then they whisked away.
It'd be better if he goes,
he
look in your right pocket.
Gone.
It'd be better if he just comes out and look in your right pocket. You know, like, like, there's a card. So,
did you fill me up? Because I didn't even notice.
Yeah. It's like, George Washington? Get away from the window.
So anyways, I've been playing a few other things. Portal's coming out here in a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, picked up Orange Box and been going through Half-Life. I'll play Portal before it happens because it'll only take me about 2 hours. But man, Half-Life still kicks ass.
Yeah.
Man, I can't get enough of it. I go through a yearly playthrough of Half-Life along with Fallout.
Dude, Half-Life with all the episodes is just fantastic.
Well, and it's kind of irritating too because they just started doing the achievements on Steam recently. Mm. And I missed last year's annual playthrough of Half-Life, and I still I've beat that game 4 or 5 times at least, and I don't have a single achievement on Steam. So, which kind of pisses me off, to be honest.
Well, what sucks is I got Half-Life 2 when it came out originally, when Xbox was out, the original, first Xbox, and I played through it probably 4 or 5 different times on Xbox, and now they have it on Xbox 360. And I've had Orange Box since it came out, you know, because I wanted Portal and Team Fortress 2, and I have hardly touched Half-Life 2 on Orange Box because I've just played it so many fucking times. You know?
I went through and played a few hours of it, but I didn't actually have my account set up, I was playing it on Andrew's the entire time.
No,
so he got the achievements.
So you padded his score a little bit for him.
Yeah.
It's one of those games that, like, the reason I can go through it is it's got a well-written story. Mm. Some of the best facial animations in games this day. And I mean, it came out in, like, what, 03 or 04?
That one came out back in, not 03, it came out about 05, 04, 05. No, it came out after I moved out from downtown, so it actually came out probably about 06.
I don't think it was quite that long, or quite that short ago. You can look it up.
Yeah, I'll look it up really quick. Just to make
sure. Half-Life 2 came out originally, and then they put out Orange Box along with Half-Life 2. And I originally had gotten Half-Life 2, and I loved the shit out of it. I used to play a couple of mods with it, multiplayer, some friends of mine, back when Steam wasn't as big a deal as it is now. And just such a kick-ass game. I mean, the whole story about the Combine and Dr. Breen and, you know, the aliens coming down and him taking over the whole world. It has this whole, like, 1984... like atmosphere with all the cameras, everything, and people going to, you know, these, like, not really labor camps, but just like regulating society into this whole, like, almost Cold War era kind of thing. Yeah. And it's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's the reason I love it. I mean, it's not a perfect shooter or by any means, but I mean, you got zombies, you got fucking crazy ass gravity guns, and I don't know, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Love the sound effects too.
And the character acting is really good, too.
Yeah, the character acting is like done Barney surprisingly well. I love Barney.
Yeah, Barney. But no, it came out really late 04, and then I played it like late 05. So that's why I thought
so was right.
But
I've been playing a lot of Half-Life 2, and I'm going to probably beat it over the next few weeks, being we've got so many other things to play.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when the grab gun goes haywire, and you can actually pick up Combine and just throw them across the fucking
map. That part is fucking cool.
And taking down the Striders with the energy balls.
I like the energy balls. I like the antlions.
That's probably when I first played it. That was one of my favorite parts. Is when you get the antlion gland and you can squeeze it and then throw it. What you do is you grab this gland and if you squeeze it, antlions will come up out of the ground and they think you're one of them.
They're like these weird spider things.
And they're like little dogs just waiting for you to do something. You got like an army of like 15 of them walking down the beach with you, and here comes the Combine. Hold that. And you just throw one of the glands and it explodes on this whole group of guys, and the antlions just come and start ripping them apart.
It's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, it's probably one of the coolest parts of the game. It's one of my favorites.
Well, the coolest part of the game is playing the game without guns.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. Like, I tried to go through Ravenholm without guns because it's an
when you're
achievement.
Using the saw blades.
That's really rough, especially with the... I didn't beat it. I finally gave up. I was like, fuck it, I'm pulling out the shotgun.
I think I went through it and did it. I can't recall. It's been so long, but yeah. I know I tried.
Really fucking hard, but yeah, just all the little zombie traps, like the little spinning blades. You turn them on, it's got like a little gas motor and these little spinning blades, and you just hide up underneath it, and the zombies start walking towards you and get cut in half.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fucking badass.
Yeah, everything you can do in the game is just fantastic. And Ravenholm, at the very end, when you're trying to hold out for the elevator and those advanced zombie ones, the really fast
ones. Yeah, those guys,
ones,
that's the ones that I finally had to pull a shotgun
out. That's a pain in the fucking ass.
Because they move really fast.
Yeah, one of the scariest parts is actually when you're, just tense parts, is when you're in the basement and all the lights go out.
Yeah.
And you've got to wait for that elevator to come down, and all of a sudden out of nowhere come crab zombies as well as the fast-paced zombies, and you're just like,
holy shit.
Well,
they got those ones that, like, take your health down to one if they hit you once.
Yeah, yeah, that's those,
That's the ones that are on top of the dead jumpers.
Yeah, yeah, those things are nasty as hell looking. They're all, like, Giger. Black and veiny, like weird kind of crabs that just jump up and they I think it poisons you if I remember.
Yeah, if they're followed up by a normal crab, they can kill you.
Yeah, because if you get hit by one of those and you step back and you wait, you get all your health back.
You get it like 50%.
Yeah, yeah, but you get taken down to nothing, and so if you get hit by something else, boom, you're down.
Yeah.
So,
but overall, fucking badass game. If nobody is listening to this has played this. It still holds up. I mean, graphically, it looks a little bit old at this point. It's still, like, I lost myself playing it. I was like, man, I've already sunk 3 hours into this. It's like, shit, I got stuff I got to talk about on the cast.
Yeah.
So, but speaking of which.
Well, and especially since, you know, Valve has stated that Half-Life 3 is in development right now.
When did they state that?
Yeah, it says, I think it was on, it's on Kotaku. Or the people that said it, and that says that, now let me go and pull it up.
Yeah, you should pull that up, because I've been looking all over for Half-Life news for a while.
No, it was on Dig. It was on Dig.com. I'm sorry.
Well, so that game's been, it came out in 04. That was the last one. Then Episode 2 and 3, Episode 3 came out in like 06. 5 years on their biggest fucking game. 5 fucking years. And we're just now getting Portal 2, which was like 4 or 5 years after it came out. And... you know, Team Fortress, of course, that came out fairly recently, and then the Left 4 Dead thing took off. And Left 4 Dead wasn't originally developed by Valve. It just, another company was making it, and then Valve kind of took over. And since Left 4 Dead came out about 3 years ago, like, it seems like everything else has been on hold. And I love Left 4 Dead, but, man, I really want to see some of their other games come back.
Oh, yeah.
Just Left 4 Dead has just done so well. I mean... shit, every time you guys get on, I mean, you're able to play almost instantly.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There's still thousands of people to play that.
Anyways, moving right along, you can pull that news up while I'm talking.
Yep.
I played a little bit of that Heroes of Might and Magic game. Just came out today. So it's kind of like a strategy RPG.
What is it called?
Heroes of Might and Magic. It's part of that series, and the name of the game is something. I'll just post it later, but... anyways, it just came out today. And it's, you got these, like, the story's not really important. It comes off really kind of like a childish RPG. Except for it comes to the tactics. And the tactics have, like, you have probably 10 guys on screen, and you match their colors together, and they form an attack if you put them in a row. And if you put them in a row horizontally, they form a wall. And each of them have their own defensive abilities when they're in a wall, and different offensive abilities when they're in a row. And so, or I guess in a column. But, so you're combining these guys together to destroy the other guy's health. And they're doing the same thing. And it seems really simple, but it goes really deep. Like, if you combine 3 rows at a time, they'll all link together and do like a power attack. And it's kind of a puzzle game, like sort of Tetris-y.
Yeah.
But with a lot of RPG elements. And I'm having a fucking blast. So, I'll probably play some more and actually review this fucker soon, because it's really well worth it.
Yeah, here's what it's saying. The thing I read is this, is that they wanted to make the episodes 1 through 3, Half-Life 3, and do an episodic release, and that Half-Life 3, sorry, Half-Life 2, Episode 3 is most likely going to be the last one, and that they are going to probably do it, but that it's not going to be released until probably 2012.
Bullshit. And they're not going to do a Half-Life 3?
No, that is going to be... all episodes put together will most likely end up being Half-Life 3. But with the amount of weight, they put us through, because that's 5 fucking years since 2008.
It better be longer than a fucking 3-hour episode.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that they should just say fuck it and make Episode 3 into a full Half-Life 3 game, because at the end of Episode 2, you remember what happened. I'm not going to bring it up for those who haven't played it. You remember what happened,
right? Oh, dude, it's way past spoiler ground.
Okay, fine. Well, you know.
Do you care, Harley?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you know, those asshole things show up and start sucking everybody's brains out.
Right.
The last thing you see is that tentacle coming down into your fucking head to suck your brain out, and boom, end of the fucking game. You're like, what the fuck just happened? You know, and that was where they left it off, and they said, Episode 3 coming soon, and they never fucking put it out. Now, I find it weird that Valve would drop the ball for this many years unless they have a reason.
It's such a landmark game.
Yeah, so they have to have a reason.
Well, Half-Life sold, I think, 4 or 5 million copies. Half-Life 2?
6.5.
Oh, okay.
By 2008, they had 6.5, and that made them a best game, Gamer's Choice. So,
yeah.
And that's not even counting all of the
That was U.S. sales, I think, actually.
And that's not all the trade-ins that people have bought.
Yeah, as well, yeah.
No, that's just new sales.
Yeah.
But it's one of those games that's just continued to sell years and years and years and years. And it's one of those games that you can keep going back to. It's one of the longest FPS games I've ever played, aside from Duke Nukem 3D.
Yeah.
You're finding that out, aren't you? It's like it's like a 25-hour FPS. Half-Life,
it's awesome, though.
Half-Life 2 is probably about a 15 or 16-hour FPS.
Which one? Half-Life 2?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then
if you
played all
in,
the episodes, you're talking about almost 30 hours worth of game.
Yeah, because it's about 3 hours per episode, and there's two of them, but then there's also, was it Lost Highway? Or no, what's it called?
That's just a...
Yeah, what was it called, though?
That's just a playtest thing.
Yeah, but what was it? Oh, Lost Coast.
All it is it's just a single level to show you what they can do.
Yeah, it's actually like the pivotal of everything they can do, and it actually... I remember when I was playing on my old laptop doing the episodes, which ran Half-Life fine, plus the episodes fine. If I loaded Lost Coast, though, it was a bit more...
They were showcasing some new technology that they never ended up using for Half-Life.
Yeah.
But it really wouldn't be part of the game. So I guess that you could probably say it's a 20-plus hour FPS, all things considered.
Yeah.
With some epic
boss fights and stuff, yeah.
Well, when you got, you know, fucking Homefront, which I did give a decent review for what it is, when their campaign's only 4 hours.
Yeah.
Where Modern Warfare, you can beat the campaign at about 6. Bulletstorm was long, and it was like 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just stuff like that. Like, a lot of first-person shooters don't live up to the old games on length.
Yeah. It's like, and then, like, Halo Reach, one of the newest...
it was like, what, 12 hours?
That was about 12 hours, and some people are saying it's 5 hours, and those are people who I don't think actually
played it. They played it on casual and ran through it.
But. Yeah, but it's even on normal mode, I mean, it's about a 10-hour game if you're doing everything you're supposed to. Because one thing I liked about Halo Reach is you can actually skip objectives totally.
Oh, yeah.
And bypass a lot of shit just to get to the end, which I think a lot of them were doing, so you totally miss out on the gaming experience. But, but yeah, that's about the good length of a first-person shooter game. It's like 12 hours. That's what they should be.
Yeah, and then you play Half-Life 2, and it's like 2 games in 1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you get Orange Box, and it's fucking that plus Team Fortress plus Portal.
Yeah, yeah, plus all the episodes.
That's what I'm counting all the episodes in 1.
Yeah, fantastic stuff, you know, Valve delivers, you know, they definitely do.
One game that I didn't get around to, and I'm just leaving this because, you know, I'm sure Andrew will want to talk about it next week, is Dino D-Day. Didn't have enough time to play it.
He won't be able to play it, though, unless they come out with the Mac version.
Well, he'll just have to come over here and watch.
That is so sad. I don't know why he doesn't use his laptop, though.
I'm sure he could.
Well, his laptop's buttons are kind of...
They're just buttons.
He can pick up a USB keyboard and run it
into
the
They're really
the laptop.
Hard to... Like, you have to actually hit them sometimes.
Yeah,
but... Because it's really old.
You can go...
That shitty keyboard I have there is like $10.
Yeah, you can go pick up a USB keyboard and mouse and run them into a laptop. A lot of people do that because they want to put the laptop back and jack off at ease. So, you know.
Should I put that as a tag?
Jack off at ease?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do want to play some Dino D-Day. I didn't quite get around to
it. Easy Peasy but Jack and Easy?
It. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, I like Easy Peasy Jack and Easy. That's kind of fun.
So, but yeah, that's really, I'm just going to skip over that. That's really all I've played. I mean, all things considered, I had a really fantastic weekend. Should I go into that at all?
Yes.
What about the ass up in the shower?
I don't know exactly what happened, so you're going to have to tell me.
Okay. You got the floor. Take it.
Right now.
So,
hold on. Just so people know, I was not here for this.
I'm going to.
I was out of town.
Light up a cigarette as well.
I'm going to kick back away from the microphone. I was going to be laughing too loud.
So, anyways, I didn't realize Andrew was at drill this weekend. That's why I invited you guys out. I was like, hey, you should come out drinking with me. And he's like, oh, I got drill. I was like, fuck. Casey, what are you doing? Okay. So Casey went out with me, and then my boss went out with me.
And I was trying to, like, I was texting Casey, because I was at home by myself. And I was like, so what are you doing? And he was like, I'm out at Mad Murphy's, because he had texted me before that asking for Becca's number. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm at Mad Murphy's. And I kept on hinting around, you know, I was obviously being a girl, and I was hinting around, you know, hey, you should invite me. Because I'm bored.
I figured that.
But you never got it.
I kind of figured that Andrew told you, so.
No.
Should I send both of you text messages from now on?
You probably should.
Okay. Well, I'll just copy you on everything now.
Okay. Thanks. Anyway.
So anyways.
On to your story.
Decided to go out to the bar. Feeling pretty randy. And,
what? Feeling
horny.
Pretty.
He was horny.
I know.
Was,
I just wanted to make sure.
Skank.
I wanted to make sure
well,
he
that's
actually
not why I
meant
invited
it.
Casey, but.
No, I wanted to make sure he meant it as in horny.
So
like maybe
well,
maybe he just misspoke. I don't know.
No, and then I had some friends of mine invite some girls out, and then I invited some girls out, and then Casey invited some girls out,
and they all went home with other people.
So, anyways, that was too far gone to care. So we had some drinks, and then my boss was there, which was kind of awkward and funny at the same time, and we got pretty trashed. And about 12:30, we're like, hey, we should do something else. And my buddy Vic was like, hey, you should come back to my house. And I was already feeling pretty good. I was like, yeah, that's cool. We're going to bring the girls? He's like, yeah, we're bringing the girls. And
are we going to bring the girls?
And
that's a question Vic would ask.
No, no, that's what I asked Vic.
That's what he
that's
asked.
What you asked. No, you just wanted to make sure he
I wanted to make sure.
To get you alone. Huh?
No, so we went over there, and things got kind of funny. Everybody was singing Dashboard Confessional, which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Fun?
Yeah, I like Dashboard.
It depends on which song it is.
It sounds like the way you protest. Sorry, I was letting you know.
But I used to love them way back in the day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I don't know.
So anyways, Victor has these things called, I guess they're
nipples?
Banned in several states. Not nipples aren't banned in several states, but Four Locos are. I didn't know what Four Locos was.
You hadn't heard of Four Locos?
No, I had to look this up the couple days afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
You hadn't heard of Four Loko?
No, I'm not in
straight.
With the young crowd here, Holly.
Once he could see straight, he had to look it up.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So what happened is I shotgunned a Four Loko, and my boss did too. My boss was pretty much nonverbal after he shotgunned his, and I was getting there, but it's a caffeinated drink. For those that don't know, it's a alcoholic energy drink, basically, but it's malt liquor. It's 12% alcohol in a 24-ounce can, so if you do the math on that, that's 3 beers per 12-ounce if you're doing 3-2, and if you're doing 24, that's 6 beers. So it's a 6-pack in a can.
Yeah.
With some really shitty energy drink. And
yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, but you didn't know that they have the Four Locos, but there's a stronger one. It's called the Four Maxed.
Yeah, no, 24% alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's way stronger, and it'll fuck you up.
So
I bet. I would not be able to make it through one of those. I can barely drink one as it is.
So basically what happened is I'd had Guinness. I'd had people were buying me SoCo and Lime. I'd had a fucking Flaming Dr. Pepper and Jaeger and, like, all sorts of bad alcohol in my stomach, plus Guinness. And I shotgunned this Four Loko, and it's like, man, I just feel like hurting myself. And I did, and
and I did.
And there was girls there, and at some point I just quit paying attention. I was like, I really need to get home before things really get out of hand. And
before you end up on someone's front lawn covered in throw-up.
Covered in making a throw-up angel. So Yeah, that's another story. But I did that at Holly and Andrew's old house.
Yeah, I want to say that we've talked about it on here, I think.
On an earlier episode.
Yeah.
When I was making a throw-up angel. But anyways, so I go back to here, which I really shouldn't have. Don't drink and drive, people.
No.
Don't do what I do.
Don't do what I do. Just do as I say. But so I went back here and kind of getting the spins, and then it all hits me at once as I get to the stairs. I had to crawl up the stairs.
Did you like literally crawl up the stairs?
Yeah, because I couldn't hold onto the handrail. My legs got wobbly and I couldn't stand up.
Which is better because I remember one night about a year ago, I was in the kitchen. which is right next to our front door. It's like the stairs run right next to our fucking kitchen. I'm in there making dinner. I just hear like, doom, 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 doom.
You're like, oh, God.
What the fuck was that? And then all of a sudden, Justin comes walking in a couple seconds later and he's like, fuck. And I'm like, what's wrong? He goes, I fell down the stairs. And I was like, seriously? I thought somebody slammed a baby against the wall. And it was pretty loud. He's like, yeah, I got to the top of the stairs and fell down.
It hurt.
So yeah. Wait a second. Okay. So your legs got shaky from just being drunk or
like it
from
all hit me at
being...
once. Like, it all hit
so,
me once.
Like, caffeinated, like...
No, the caffeine wore off. No, the caffeine wore off.
He probably had a crash. He probably had a blood pressure crash. Okay.
And so my legs just, like... came out from underneath me.
Yeah.
And I crawl in the door, and it's like, man, this sucks. And so I make myself a chicken sandwich. It's like, I gotta have something in my stomach or I'm gonna throw up.
I can see a sandwich. I need a chicken sandwich. I need a chicken. So that was fucking toast.
So I fry myself up a chicken sandwich. And I drink some Gatorade, and I was like, I just need to pass out. And I was like, man, Wild Rush is on. I'm going to watch some Wild Rush and watch some animals. So I watch some animals.
Some furry animals.
So I watch some animals in Russia. And it's like Marty Stouff's Wild America, Russia, but it's in, like, Siberia. There's something about bears, and there was something else about bear attacks on, so I was watching, like...
there's nothing like being three sheets to the wind watching bear attacks on TV while eating a chicken sandwich and
I was watching this guy that was, like, had buried himself in the car, and there's a polar bear that's on top of his car... like crushing in the windshield. He's like bouncing on his car.
That's why you don't wave a Zagnut in front of a bear, dude. You can't do that.
This is fucking nuts.
You're like, he wants the Milky Way. And then comes up to the car.
He just wants a Coke.
Yeah.
So I'm really shit-faced. And I was like, I'm going to go to bed. So it's like 3:30. I pass out finally. And I wake up and I'm like lucid dreaming. Like, I'm like, am I just asleep or like I got this really bad headache, you know, the hangover headache, and I just really want to throw up. I'm just like, I need to eat something, but I don't. I'm going to eat some. I have some Sprite, so I'm going to drink a little bit of Sprite.
So I'm going
to
eat some Sprite.
Yeah. I eat some Sprite and drink some bread. And so I start nibbling on the Sprite. It's like, I'm just going to throw up. So I get in the shower and it's like, I'm just going to get rid of this hangover. I'm just going to sit here and throw up. And I fell asleep in the shower trying to throw up. And I got woke up when it got cold. So I was like, fuck, this sucks. And like I'm kind of like halfway dreaming the whole time.
So what, you're just like sitting in the shower?
Yeah, I'm just kind of sitting down in that like thinking man's position, like ready to throw up, you know?
Okay, hold on. First of all, how does this seem safe?
It doesn't, Holly.
It doesn't.
I don't think.
This is not safe whatsoever.
Well, I think he's pretty buoyant, so I think he could probably keep from drowning.
No, okay,
in the
so
bathtub.
if he doesn't kind of
Weebles float,
if
they
he
don't
doesn't
sink.
Drown yeah. from his own throw up, he's going to end up drowning
well, he was sitting
from the
up.
Water.
It would have gone straight down into his crotch. So
what if he would have like slipped down?
I'm sure the cold water would have woke me up.
You think?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what a lot of other people thought. It didn't happen. So
it was a bad idea.
I could have had a new roommate this week.
This whole weekend was a bad idea. But so I'm like sitting there trying to throw up. I was like, just fall asleep. Like lucid dreaming about like being a Mass Effect character and like saving the galaxy. And
oh my god, I had the same dream, dude. I swear to God,
we've both been playing a lot of Mass Effect.
No, yeah, I was laying in my girlfriend's bed and she was out in the living room. And I was like, I was feeling really sick because I had the flu this week, and I was falling asleep. I just dreamt about Mass Effect, and I was just like I'm really sick, but this is a cool dream.
No.
I had that music looping in my head from like when you scan planets, like dun 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 dun.
No,
dun,
so
dun,
I had dun. The Ilos Tron music, you know, playing in my head.
No,
so.
I had a dream that I was at a bar taking shots of tequila.
This doesn't
with
matter.
Duke
it's
Nukem.
Not about video game. Oh, okay.
It is, all right. And it wasn't a video game character, Duke Nukem. It was a legit guy that looked like that was Duke Nukem.
He's like unzip
but
my
he
pants,
was,
take
he
a
was
shot,
a real person though. In my dream, and we're just taking
did he give you like a shot of tequila and then pour salt all over his cock and say, you ready?
No, I can't remember what else happened.
He's like,
you
don't need the lemon.
Nothing
My
like
balls
that.
Are pretty tart.
I know. So. I know it was like the something was attacking the world. I know that much, and I know that I was taking shots with
Duke Nukem on illiteracy. Read.
It was an awesome dream.
Duke Nukem on illiteracy.
Read.
It's just read, and it just goes. Anyways, I spent most of the day lucid dreaming in the shower, and then I went back to bed, and I lucid dreamed again all the way till about 5:30. Then I had to go to like my little cousin's birthday, so I was like, you know, I'm basically his uncle because he's turning like 11 or 12. So I threw some money in a card, and I know I was like that drunk uncle guy. You know, I just walk in, I got bags under my eyes, my hair's all disheveled.
I puked on the keg.
Trying to feed me a hamburger, and it's like, no.
Yeah. She's like, come on, eat it, Uncle Justin.
Well, he's like that nerdy smart kid, you know, and he likes video games, so I recommend stuff that's appropriate for his age, you know. And I was just...
Like Dead Space.
No. Like Pokemon and shit like that, but, you know... He just has this look at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, just the whole time. Then I went back home and I went back to bed. I was supposed to write a bunch of shit that night and I didn't, so. That was my weekend. I wasted all of Saturday being hungover. I'm pretty sure I was still drunk most of Saturday. It was intense.
Damn.
I didn't throw up.
Yeah, I talked to him briefly and he was just like, yeah, so I passed out in the shower trying to throw up. And that reminds me of when Joy, we took Joy home back when I used to live with... Steven and stuff back from the club one night, and we come back home after the club, you know, DJing and stuff. It's like 7 in the morning, something like that. And we walk in the bathroom, and she's like half in the bathtub with the shower running and her clothes on, and her face is like resting on the lip of the toilet. Yeah, facing down. And we're like, wow. And then I go to sleep, and I wake up like 3 hours later kicking a box at the end of my bed because we just moved in. And I have boxes everywhere, and this box just right at the end of my bed, and I keep kicking it and kicking it and kicking it. And then Steven comes in there and says, have you seen Joy? And I'm like, no. Why should I? He goes, because she's right there. And I like look up, and she's like got the Sadako from The Ring kind of look on her face, and she's like all kicked in and stuff on the face. And it actually scared me. I actually jumped off the screen a little. I was like, oh, my God. And then she just like out of nowhere, she looked dead, and then she just goes like, I'm sorry, and gets out and starts walking. She's like, I'm so sorry, and just walks out of the room. And I was like, what the fuck? And my girlfriend's just like, what was that about? And I was like, I don't know, I think I just broke Joy's nose. So, anyways, but yeah.
Well, she apologized.
Yeah, so. I should have apologized for kicking her in the face.
Now she's a proud nursing student.
Now she's a proud mom and a nursing mom. Student, yeah. Yeah, with no deadbeat husband. So, anyways, I just love that people who pass out in the shower. It's just always fucking fun.
Hey, whenever I'm drunk, that's the last thing that I want to do is take a shower. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going to bed.
See, when I'm drunk and I feel like I need to throw up, I'll turn the shower on to cold so I can feel the cold mist and air, you know, rushing on me because it helps cool you down and stuff. And it actually helps me from throwing up most of the time because I hardly ever puke because I do that. You know, it just makes
when
me feel
I
a
puke,
lot better.
It's like fucking
you sound
intense.
Like the Hulk when you puke.
It's like fucking death metal.
Well, I was actually talking about it, Lisa and I were talking about it after I got off the chat with you. And I was just like, you know, that's horrible. It reminds me of the time I started throwing up. I noticed a turtle head at the same time. I didn't know what to do. So I just keep throwing up. And I'm clenching my ass while throwing up. And I'm like, with my hands, clenching my ass shut while I'm throwing up. Trying to, and I was impressed. I was very impressed trying to keep this turtle head from actually crowding into my pants while I'm throwing up. And
that's really something that I did not want to know.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to her. I was like, the worst
something
part.
That all our listeners are just like, what?
Yeah.
Well, the worst part is when you have the flu and it's coming out both ends and you go and you sit in the toilet and you're crapping your brains out. Then you need to throw up and you have to go face first into the crap you just shit. You're just like, it's like, I don't want to do it, but I just throw up everywhere.
It would kind of help you throw up too, though.
Yeah,
I guess.
Might help you.
Really quickly. You're just like, fuck this.
Yeah. Yeah, coming out both ends. There's the name for the podcast tonight. Anyway. So anyways, back to games, man.
Back to video games. Yes.
So
yes,
Minecraft.
Please.
You got your Minecraft shirt today.
I mean, I love Minecraft.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day.
Well, I was building a tower to
We're getting into that. You were building the pyramid.
Yeah, I built it about like 200 or 300 feet tall on my friend TJ's server.
Yeah.
We got mine carts like traveling like a total of, it's probably 10 miles. It takes a good 20 minutes to take the mine cart all around the whole world.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. They did a great job.
It's going pretty quick too, so.
Yeah. It has little bumpers, so it keeps it running, you know, and so you don't have to get out and push it. And, well, I was talking to my girlfriend and a guy that we know, who I don't really talk to anymore, but he's a little off. I'm not going to say his name, but he's building a Tower of Babel inside of Minecraft. And I thought, wow, that's kind of an interesting idea since, you know, is it the Tower of New Babel from, like, Metropolis? That'd be cool. Or
me and you were both saying, you know, he doesn't really have anything to go off of.
Yeah.
So this is all imaginary.
Yeah, it's all imaginary, which that's kind of this guy's life. Everything's imaginary. So, but, I mean, well, when you're a 300-year-old vampire, I mean, everything's pretty much imaginary. But he's building the Tower of Babel because he wants to get up into the Minecraft heavens and meet the digital god that he is convinced is up there.
Are you sure he just didn't say that?
No, he's serious. You know this guy.
He thinks he's a vampire.
You know this guy, Justin. You know how serious he is.
He is a vampire. Vampires are always
Well, the guy's
serious.
Only 50 years old in human years, but to a vampire, that's like a teenager, I guess.
Does he sparkle?
No, he's kind of grungy.
He crumbles.
He's kind of grungy.
So he's more of a Bill Compton. He's more of a Bill True Cosby. Blood. No, Bill Compton. Cosby. True
he's,
Blood.
He's the Bill Cosby of vampires.
He's more of a Nosferatu.
You want some pudding? Let me suck your dick. Yeah.
Little girls, I got some Jell-O.
I got some Jell-O. Yeah, that's actually a really good impersonation. Fuck. Oh, I got something else to add to my repertoire.
Bill Cosby.
It's like Bill Cosby. Anyway,
that wasn't so good.
It's a Cosby sweater. Anyway, but, that's Jack Black. That's Jack Black. Okay. Anyways,
it was more of a Trent Cosby.
Yeah, I still like the Jell-O. Anyways, but no, he's building the Tower of Babel. It reminds me of that Covenant song, you know, I want to build a tower, so I can get to heaven, you know, and all that. I'm just like, oh my God. And it reminds me of the whole science, like, science has been talking lately about the smaller the larger you magnify nature, the world around you, the more pixels you begin to actually see. Everything actually looks like pixels, like on a computer screen. And they were doing this theoretical physics, you know, explanation of it, comparing real life to Sims, how the Sims and computer games are nothing but pixels on a screen, and how in reality, that's how reality actually looks on a microscopic, as you get, like, beyond microscopic, as you go further and further, it becomes pixelated, and it looks like just a little green square here, green square, you know, gradient, change colors and all that, color change, and I was like, okay, so maybe this dude read that. And he's a little out there. And this is the guy who told me one time that if the government knew the things he knew, he wouldn't be there talking to me. He'd be dead. And I was like, I wish that you were dead. I was going to tell you a story earlier. Here's a good summation of this guy, people. I was at a place called the Gypsy Coffee House here in town with a friend of mine who was a physics student at the time. Very smart girl. Used to work for Activision. And we were sitting around, and this dude was talking to her, and he knew that she was a physics major and all that, and was talking to her about physics and applied sciences and stuff. And she kind of knew his reputation for being a complete tool. And and you've heard this story, Justin. So she starts kind of deciding to fuck with him. She's like, yeah, I've been getting job offers from different places already to go and work. And he's like, oh, really? Like who? And she named a few actual real places that hire, you know, applied physics majors and stuff. And then she threw out Umbrella. She said, I've had one that I'm really thinking about. It's called Umbrella. You know, they do bioweaponry, everything from household toasters to bioweaponry. And this guy said, oh, I've heard of them. I know a lot of what the stuff they do. That's pretty cool. You should. He's like, yeah, I've researched a lot about them. Yeah, that's a really cool job. You should go. He's that kind of a guy.
Nice.
He is Dr. Parnassus Imaginary. Basically, that's all I'm gonna say. He is Imagination Land. So
Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah, Dr. Fucking Douche is what it is. Anyways, but Dr. Douche isn't bad. I still like Dr. Date Rape, though. That's one of my favorite ones.
Cool.
Yeah. Calling Dr. Date Rape. It's another guy that we know. but yeah.
He's a douche.
Yeah, he used to be my guitarist. He is a fucking Dr. Date Rape. But anyways, but yeah. Okay, in your explorations through Minecraft, has there been anything that's led you to believe there's a digital god?
No, there's a lot of pigs and skeletons.
There's a lot of the pigs and skeletons. Maybe that's what did it. Maybe you think it's Dios de los Muertos in there. Fucking Day of the Dead. A lot of fucking carved skulls and shit.
I know punching trees gives me wood.
Yeah, I know punching trees gives me wood. I'm pretty sure that a lot of things give him wood. But, but yeah, I mean, there's no... I mean, I just thought it was humorous because I'm like, okay, the Minecraft world is six times larger than the real world.
Yeah, right? So it's said that it can randomly generate up to six times the size of the globe. Like, you'll travel in Minecraft? Like, you're going to laugh. It's me and my friend TJ were like, hey, let's go on an adventure. And so we built these, like, two boats. We
started sailing into the sunset. Adventure of Natty Gale.
No, we started sailing into the sunset to see what we could find.
Aww.
Were you holding digital hands?
No.
Sucking digital cocks?
So we sailed into the sunset and we found this island. And that's where the pyramid started.
It's like, I want you to Minecraft my mind conch.
God.
Well, that's where the big ass train started.
The big ass train, all the users start griefing you. Like, it's like, oh, I'm griefing you, baby.
I wanted to be the caboose.
I griefing your ass.
But no, that's how the big mine cart started.
the mine train. I love how whenever he starts talking about games like RPGs and dungeon crawlers and stuff, we always have to turn to him talking about gay.
Because he always makes it sound so gay.
Like the mine train.
It makes it kind of funny though.
That's where the big train started, you know. It's like I pulled out my scepter and I jammed him. You know?
We sailed into the sunset and that's where the big train started.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you said.
Yeah. It was the great railroad expansion of Minecraft as they pushed into the frontier land. Anyways, civil law and order into the frontier land.
So we had our epic journey.
And then came the race riots.
The blue and then the civilization started, but we have yet to complete our journey.
So have you brought over Chinese Minecraft players to start building your railroads for you?
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Have you started recruiting African Minecraft players to maintain them?
Actually, both of our characters are black.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just to kind of mix things up.
Yeah, let's mix it up.
Yeah, because you guys like to be the fill-in in the train, huh?
This is awful.
This is awful.
This is very awful.
I'm just thinking of what America did. We took the land from the Indians. We made the Chinese build the railroads, and we had the black people maintain them. So you know that's what we did. I don't agree with it, but you know that's what we did. And I'm relating that to Minecraft.
Good save.
So, anyways, that's how that all started.
I don't believe in it. You know, I might have a Hitler poster on my wall, but you know what? That has nothing to do with racism. Yeah. No, I don't really have a Hitler poster.
Disclaimer.
It's a Klan's poster. That's horrible. Yeah, back to Minecraft. Back to video games.
Yeah, I just...
Oh, that's not working. Okay.
I had to stop moderating for a second. I had to pull myself back.
Okay, well, back to Crazy Dude. Okay,
yeah,
how long do you think it will take him? Because if the planet is six times bigger than what... You know, the real Earth is. That means that the atmosphere would be six times fucking taller. Technically.
Well, okay. So how high is it to the outer ozone? Is it like?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
How many thousands of miles?
I think it's that's to the outer atmosphere. I think he's just wanting to get up into the heaven, which is a very
gray area.
That's a very arguable area because I mean, how high is heaven? You know, so let's say it's just past the clouds. Let's say it's in the stratosphere.
Well, to put this in perspective, I built something probably about 200 or 300 feet tall, and it's meter by meter squares is what the literal conversion is, and that's how Notch wanted it to be. It was meter by meter squares.
Let's go with 40,000 feet airplane distance.
Okay, so you'd need like 10,000 blocks, which is actually pretty doable.
Pretty doable to get up to airplane distance. Okay, now double that, 80,000 feet. Because I
think 20,000 blocks.
Because I think that would at least come down to maybe God's balls at that point. You might be scraping the bottom of his toes or his balls by that point. So
here's the thing: in order to build up that high, you have to build a base of at least four, because you have to have little blocks that form stairs around it.
Yeah.
So you're gonna think that that's gonna be four.
Yeah.
And unless you just hack it and start spawning shit, you gotta keep going up. And the thing is, you can only carry so much. So if I can carry 300 blocks with me at any one time or whatever it is, it's like, I mean, you could sort of do it. You could probably do that in about a week.
Okay, but then you have to extrapolate and times everything by six because it's six times
now,
bigger.
And now, we're talking about this individual, which I almost said his name.
Yeah.
And he's going to be more elaborate than that. So he's going to build an actual tower.
Yes.
And we know that in his scale of mind, a tower is going to be like, going to have a pretty epic scale on the base.
I'm expecting a Kroll type tower.
I'm just saying the base for that would probably take him an afternoon. And then he'd have to build on that.
Yeah.
So he could be working on this until he's dead, which really isn't that
far. Well,
he's
a vampire, so he's got like another 500 years, I think, to tag on. So.
Unless someone stakes him.
That's true.
Or he stakes himself because it gets kind of lonely.
Yeah.
He should really hire people to help him. I'm sure there's some other like-minded crazy people out there who wouldn't mind helping.
I'm sure there's a couple crazy people. But
You have to have money to hire people, though?
No. You just get people who want to join in on your project and build. Knowing him, though, he probably has a jack copy of Minecraft, so he probably doesn't even have server access.
Or you just hire, like, five crazy 18-year-old girls that believe your bullshit.
I would not... No offense to girl gamers, but the type of people he would be hiring probably would just be looking up the entire time, spinning around in circles, trying to, where's the block? So, yeah, I've seen people like that trying to play Left 4 Dead, and it's really annoying. You're going like, no, aim down, shoot the zombie, don't shoot me, shoot the zombie.
Quit spinning in the field.
It's like, melee me, and they're like, Holly.
whatever. I have gotten so much better.
No, you've gotten better, but there was a time where I was right behind you inside that elevator shaft, and I was like, I'm smokered, Holly, turn around, smokered, but you had zombies all around you, to be fair.
Yeah.
I take personal damage to save people sometimes, I'm just saying.
Okay, but whenever you have a swarm of zombies around you, you can't move.
I do the quick turn melee, quick turn run.
So anyways, video games.
I never use quick turn. We were talking about video games.
Comes in handy. Yeah.
Video games. News.
Oh, I got some news.
Bring it up.
Do you have any news, Holly?
They're talking about coming out with a handheld NES.
That was something he had as well.
But no, let's talk about that.
Yeah, go for it.
Pull up that story so I can see what it is.
It's right here, buddy.
Yeah,
and it actually takes the old school cartridges.
Yeah, you actually plug them in. Yeah,
yeah, it has its own little LCD screen. How big is it?
It's probably the same size as a DS. They've got the
how big is
the
that Minecraft actual... measurements?
I just Minecraft
managed. It's about a third of a block.
We need to actually bring that into the actual measurement systems for America. Have Minecraft. What's a Minecraft cubic foot?
What is this in mind units?
Mind units.
So yeah, it's supposed to have like five to five and a half hours battery life, and it's supposed to run about $60 or $70.
Yeah. Nice. You can actually plug in the original controllers to it as well, and you can plug it up to your TV too.
Yeah, I saw that you could plug it up to your TV, which is nice. I like that a lot of the new portables are doing that, and it doesn't really affect the video resolution.
It's going to be basically like having the console, just because you can plug it up to your TV, and then you can just get the controllers and plug those in. So
So you can take it with you anywhere you go and hijack then, somebody's TV.
Yeah,
and it's called a Superboy.
Superboy.
Super.
I hope they actually come out with it.
I hope they come with a better name.
a better name would be great.
Superboy just kind of...
It's like a Koopa Boy.
Yeah, it's just kind of...
A Koopa Boy.
Koopa Troopa. Yeah.
Koopa Troopa.
Yeah.
It's got a speech impediment.
My ex-girlfriend used to talk about that, so don't even go there. You know what I'm talking about? My ex-fiance. It's like, my name's Walwin. My name's
Walwin. You can't say her name.
Nobody can tell what the fuck I just said. It's just, it's horrible when you're having sex and she goes, I love the feeling of you tied up me. Oh. that's just, and you're listening to Depeche Mode and you're just like, I didn't want to listen to this and I did not want to hear that. So this is really awkward because you want to bust up, laugh, and be like,
well, it's got to be like that ex-girlfriend you had that had the funny laugh. There was a few times that I try to make her laugh, and she go. Yeah, no, it was worse than that. So you ever seen that Seinfeld episode about the girl with the funny laugh?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, no, it's almost like
we
Family
got her
guy.
Rolling one day, and she's just like,
yeah. It's really hot chick. Really, for the most part, when we were together, really cool chick. She went crazy after we split up, but she was crazy with her laugh. It was almost like that Family Guy. It's like it's almost as bad as being with a hot chick with a bad laugh. Yeah. And she's in front of the fire, and she just goes like, yeah, it's exactly like that. Exactly like that.
I always wondered what it'd be like while you're banging her, just like.
No. Oh, God. No, it was quite female and you know what it was, so yeah. She never did that. So
I like pulling a Chewbacca. That's what I like doing.
I joke, you're like, I'm coming.
Just go. It's even worse when you're going down on the guy and you stop and you just lift your head up and make the sound. It's like, you ever had a Chewbacca? Yeah. It's like you ever had an Imperial probe? Meow, 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 meow. Slip your finger
Oh, shit.
So, more news.
Yeah. What else you got, Holly?
That's all I have. I didn't get to write anything down.
Okay.
No pen or paper.
I just had Mass Effect news.
Okay, well, talk about it.
All right, Mass Effect. It's a good game. That's the end of the news.
All right.
No, just kidding, actually.
Clap.
About half a year ago, we mentioned on the podcast that BioWare had listed they were hiring for a multiplayer to turn Mass Effect 3 into a multiplayer game. They have finally announced that they did not accomplish that.
Well, you know, it's funny you talk about that because at PAX I was playing KOTAR, and I was interested on how they were going to do BioWareism on KOTAR, and they had the conversation system, and so you'd go up and you'd pick your thing that you were going to say, which is basically the Mass Effect wheel, and then everybody else would pick what they wanted to say, and there was a dice roll in the background, and whoever won got to do their choice.
Nice.
And so I was always wondered how that would end up working out, and that's how they did it with KOTAR, or not KOTAR, Old Republic, the MMO.
Nice, nice.
So,
well,
I'm pretty sure they could do it. The multiplayer in it was pretty solid.
For me, when it comes to Mass Effect, I'm more interested not so much in the conversation well asked, but I was more interested in the actual gameplay, because I was like, how are they going to do this? How are they going to turn into multiplayer? Maybe they're going to do an actual multiplayer that's kind of like, say, Bulletstorm's Anarchy mode or Gears of War, you know, Horde mode, where it's just, you know, you're facing off against a continuous wave assault. And I thought that'd be kind of cool because they could make it to where when you go in, you have to choose two powers you want as your saddle powers, and that's all you get. So you're limited.
Your saddle powers?
Yeah, they're saddles because you saddle them on your left and right sticks, so buttons. So I call them saddle powers. Maybe that's. But, you know, you get to choose two powers that you can put on your quick buttons. And you're limited to maybe a couple weapons, because you can swap your weapons out using the actual buttons without using the wheel. So so that way you have no... you can still have the wheel if you want, if they want to bring in all the powers that you have at your disposal, but it just won't pause the game. You're still going live because you have other people, and I thought that'd be kind of cool to have just kind of a, you know, horde mode. Or they have versus where, again, you're given two powers right off from the start that you get to select which ones you want, and it's you versus somebody else in like a vendetta. That'd be kind of cool. As for actual campaign co-op, it never really made sense, because I'm like,
it's too long of a game.
It's too long of a game, and there's such a huge thing about, this was a choice I made, this is a choice that you made. If we selected two different things, the story's going to go two different ways. Because if you did a renegade action in part one, even, because they said that in this game, part three, everything's coming to an end. All the stuff you did previously is fine. There's not going to be any more decision making. This is where it all kind of comes to an end. All the past decisions you made. So stories that were so small from the first game are going to finally make a full circle back on you. So there's no way to really do it the right way if you're playing with somebody who went Renegade and you went Paragon. It fucks up the whole thing. So I was like, well, fuck doing co-op gameplay. Just do this versus mode or Horde mode would be great. But they said the company still wants to do multiplayer, but they just can't do it with Mass Effect 3. I don't know. That this is kind of the end of the whole story, so I don't know if they're going to do another Mass Effect game, maybe go into some of the stories, the books that have come out, like Retribution, Revelation, I think, was the other one. And then there's a third book as well. I can't remember, which predate all the way back to 26 years prior when First Contact was made. They even have the Elusive Man comics that show where he came from. Be cool to see some stuff like that. But
I hope Martin Sheen comes back for Elusive Man.
He is. Yeah, they actually in the new.
I know he's going to be there, but I don't. I know that that character's going to be there. I just didn't know for sure if he was going
to
be.
No,
voicing him.
Yeah, he's supposed to. Yeah, and in the actually the new Game Informer that came out gives you a whole cast list. Not who's playing who, but who's going to be playable characters that they saw that make a return, as well as ones that just make a return. They said that I think Rex, Garrus, Liara, Kaden, or Ashley, depending on who you sacrificed. They have a new character that's playable called James something. I think it's just James. And he's a human character you get in your team. I don't know if they're going to bring back some of the side characters like, what's her name, Kasumi or whatever, the Stolen Memory.
Or Zaid.
Or Zaid. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to bring them in. I hope Jack comes back because she was just an interesting character. And since I kept Kaden alive, I'm wondering. I don't think I can put off the mission where I go to that planet.
I want to see Morden come back.
Who?
Morden.
Oh, Morden. No, they said that if you kept her alive, she's in the new game, Mass Effect 3.
Or who am I thinking about? The Solarian scientist.
Oh, the Solarian scientist. Oh, yeah, Dr. Morden. Sorry, I thought you said Morinth. I'm sorry. No, Morden, they said, is going to be in it as well. So
the whole, like, singing section.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me of Scott. So he does. He reminds me of fucking Scott. This is the way he talks.
Well, he's
and
supposed to be an old guy, and he's like 40 years old.
Oh, the Solarian?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's going to be interesting.
They live shorter than we do.
Yeah, so do. But I remember the Asarius live for like a thousand years or something like that. Yeah, like over 1,000 years. But, you know, I'm very interested and very excited because of the news they released on this, and they said that the game might not have, is not going to have multiplayer, but they said that that's not going to keep the company from implementing multiplayer into other games. So they are going to start working on multiplayer games. So if Dragon Age 3 comes around, there might be a multiplayer.
I wonder where they go from here, you know? I mean, besides from Dragon Age and Mass Effect, where are they going to go to top themselves?
Well, be honest, I'm going to be really sad if this is the end of Mass Effect. I know that the Reaper story is coming to an end, but, I mean, come on, dude. There's
like, end on a bang. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
If you're going to end it, and well, I know that when the game starts, it's actually at the Reaper invasion. That's how the game starts, is the Reapers have arrived. They are attacking now, which means it's about 2 years after the latest DLC, which was the arrival, because they set the timetable. So the game's going to pick up 2 years after Mass Effect 2. And the Reapers have arrived. They are attacking right off the bat, which I'm totally fucking excited for. But if you're going to wipe out all the Reapers, I mean, I'm just going to be really sad if they
end. Gets rid of the conflict.
Yeah, if they get rid of Mass Effect total, I'm going to be really pissed. They need to at least
do
something.
Just start doing what Star Wars does and start writing crappy side stories. They keep it going. They ought to just end it.
Oh, no. There's. Have you read the books?
I haven't geeked out that hard.
There's some really...
That's what Andrew's doing.
He's reading the books right now?
Yeah.
There's some really amazing stuff in the books, like a lot of like extra back stuff. Even Captain Anderson's one of the main characters in some of the books, or one of the big characters. And it's just really cool, some of the stuff they go into that's not in the game, and a lot of backstory. And it'd be cool to see like a Mass Effect Chronicles, kind of like maybe DLCs for Mass Effect 3 that kind of transcend the time frame and actually go further back and show other stuff. Be really cool to see. So I just hope it's not the end of Mass Effect. And then there's also the talk of the Mass Effect movie, which I would love to see it, but at the same time, I'm just like,
yeah,
they're gonna get Tom Cruise, man.
Resident Evil.
They're gonna get Tom Cruise or somebody. It's gonna fucking suck. So,
anything else?
Bill and Ted 3 is coming out.
That was random. Shit.
Yeah. No, they finally announced that Bill and Ted 3. Is finally, I've heard about it for years, and Keanu Reeves, of all people, finally confirmed, yes, him and Alex Winters, the guy who played the other character.
Bill looks fucking old now.
Yeah, well, they're going to do it anyways. They finally found a script they like, they're bringing it up, they're going to do it finally, and the whole story is based on, well, Bill and Ted with Wild Stallions were supposed to write the song that brings world peace, and they never did in the movies. So now they actually have to write the song. So here's the new perplexing thing. How do we get inspiration
to
write this song?
Is Keanu's band going to be in there?
I don't know. I'm more interested if George Carlin's going to come back as Rufus or not. So cause I was like,
I watched those movies as a kid, but I mean, at this point, I don't really give a shit.
I've watched them as an adult, and I have to admit, they still stand out. They're actually really funny. So, but I'm interested to see what happens. And there was some other fucking movie. It was something in passing that I saw that had like Johnny Depp and Tom Cruise and some of the people squared up to play the lead character. It was some bullshit movie. I can't remember what.
Well, I guess it didn't matter.
So, no, it doesn't matter. It was something I was a little pissed off about. So, anyways.
Anyways.
Onward!
Dead Rising is going to... They're going to do another version of Dead Rising 2. And instead of having Chuck Green, they're going to have Frank West.
Yes.
And the game's supposed to be really fucking hard. Like, it wasn't hard enough, so they're going to make it harder.
Nice. I was actually hearing that Dead Island is going to be a lot like a mix between Left 4 Dead and...
Yeah.
Dead Rising.
I heard it was supposed to be a zombie RPG, but I've also heard that you play as several different characters.
Yeah.
I heard that it wasn't going to be that good, which I'm kind of upset about.
Well, that's somebody
speculation. Yeah. How can anybody really tell that at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like Dead Rising, to be honest.
So
I don't know. I just got too repetitive.
I'll agree with what Justin always says about Dead Rising, the first game, and that is a game for gamers, for people who are hardcore. Yeah, because it is a bitch game to play.
It's pretty fucking hard.
Yeah, it is a bitch game to play. Even I get a little irritated.
Dead Rising 2 is kind of the crossover for me. I like Dead Rising 2.
It was really hard, but...
That was hard enough for me. Dead Rising 1 is ridiculous. I still haven't proper beat
time, that. The time restraints, having to get from point A to point B within time to get the file and all that.
Yeah.
It really pisses you off, and they put you up against some really seriously bitch-ass boss fights in it that are just annoying as shit.
Well, and you were playing the bosses with me in the second one, too, and they're ridiculous.
Oh, the dude in the bathroom?
Yeah, there was a dude in the bathroom, and then there was another one, or was that the only one that we ran into?
The chef I still can't beat.
The chef was stupid hard.
I'm level 52, and I still can't beat the
chef. I hate it when that fat boy starts eating food, and you're just like, you ass! And you just kind of start hitting him in the back.
You're almost dead.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah, he pisses me off.
I like that. I like the guy in the bathroom.
I bet you do.
Was he the crazy one?
Yeah, he's the crazy one that used to work for the zombie rights people.
Yeah.
Yeah, real.
He's so fucking creepy.
Well, speaking of zombies,
I love killing him.
Yeah, there's one bit I forgot, which is Operation Raccoon City.
Yeah.
Yeah, Resident
Evil. Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about that, too.
Yeah.
Let's just move into that.
Okay, yeah, because I forgot that I mentioned it to you just a little bit ago, that it was part of the Capcom news that got released, and that is that they mentioned some bit of the gameplay now. It's not going to be just you versus the zombies and the BOWs, that the main problem you're going to have to face is the Umbrella military guys. So it's going to be something that I thought Left 4 Dead should have done a long time ago, which is actually bring in...
Guys with guns.
Guys with fucking guns, you know?
But it's going to be a third-person shooter, and you're going to get to run while you shoot.
Yeah.
Which, if you're going to bring in a bunch of guys like that, then I better be able to fucking run.
Yeah, they said that you actually will be able to in this one.
Like, in Resident Evil 5's the last one?
Yes.
I mean, you could run, but you couldn't shoot and run.
No.
You know, you had to stop and walk around
and
shoot.
You haven't been able to in any of them.
Yeah, even in Resident Evil 4,
you couldn't even walk and shoot.
No, you had to. You were stationary, and then when you turn, you just turn like you're on a little turntable.
Yeah, it's really slow.
Yeah. And
it's like watching the dashboard on my old fucking Honda.
Yeah, basically. And having them bring in a run and gun or spray and pray, as I like to call it, because of
Pain
Fallout.
Spray.
No, spray and pray. That little Fallout achievement. And so that Fallout...
I thought it was bonus. Pain spray.
No, I thought it was spray and pray. You just start shooting and fucking pray to God you hit something. Either way, it's the same thing. But
maybe that is right.
I don't remember. But I've always liked that because you just book it and fucking shoot and hope to God you hit something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like it where you can run in a game and actually shoot people dead on, get headshots and shit, because in real life, that's almost impossible.
It's like Fear 3 in that fucking run mode.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be... You're going to have to pick that up.
Yeah. I like the Fear games, and...
Fear 3 takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah. Fear 2 was really fun. I picked it up from Gamefly. I actually bought it from them, and it was a lot of fun, because I like the storyline to it, and it's always really creepy and fun to play.
I'm really excited for Fear 3. Hmm. That's going to be awesome.
Right now, I got my sights set on Portal, and that's...
Yeah. Portal and Mortal Kombat.
Yes. I am broke as shit, but it was my birthday, and Justin's been nice enough to be doing a collection thing for me, so... Portal is my... I'm looking through the little hole right here I've made with my fingers. That's where I have my eyesight set on. It's Portal. It's mine finger hole. So, but that's... I could care less about any other game right now, because Deus Ex isn't coming out till way fucking later.
Yeah.
It should have already been out by now, and
Well, and, I got my sights set on all the shit coming
out. What, November?
It's like August.
Or, August. Okay,
yeah,
August. Like
23rd.
Yeah, they pushed it back 6 fucking months, and I already had mine reserved and everything, so I was kind of pissed off about that. But, so now it's just Portal is the big one, because Portal 1 is fantastic fucking game. Portal 2 with the multiplayer and everything just looks fantastic.
So you're not excited for Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat, man, after Part 3, dude, I just stopped caring.
This is like Part 9.
I know.
And it's really fun.
I played some of the other ones in between. It's just it was always the same thing.
Well, you'll
for
have
me,
to do some. You'll have to do a little bit of it with me when I get it.
Oh yeah, and I'll try it out so we can give it a fair review. But it's just after Part 3 though, I was just like, same thing.
And then L.A. Noire comes out.
That one I am excited, but yeah. I had to choose between Portal or L.A. Noire, and Portal kind of hits my geek bone. L.A. Noire hits my film geek bone. And I'd rather go with the Portal than L.A. Noire, just because Portal, I know Portal's going to be hilarious as shit, and I know it's going to be fun as hell. L.A. Noire, not sure.
Speaking of all this shit, you know, I got to get an inbox so we can do some quick look shit. So
yes.
Okay. Game companies, I need some copies, man. This is running me ragged.
Yeah, we need some serious stuff here. Maybe that's one of them calling now.
They're calling. They can hear us in the future.
Pretend I'm doing nothing. Go ahead and continue. Yes, we're still doing the podcast. I'm actually on
my god.
Right.
Oh my god. You did not just do that.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyways, in other news.
Yes, other news. Yeah. What else do you have?
Chun-Li's thighs.
They're huge.
I know. I was looking at some articles, and I guess they just keep getting bigger. So I was looking at Kotaku. I'm going to thank Kotaku for this. They were doing a comparison article of Street Fighter through the ages, and Chun-Li had some fairly big thunder thighs to start off with, and they've just kind of gotten bigger. And I
way
guess,
to go, man. Just make a lot of women out there feel really self-conscious about it.
No, Chun-Li has some thighs.
Yeah, I know.
They're muscular. Man. They're like a couple of tree trunks.
They're like Reagan thighs.
No, they're crazy. And so, like, they just keep getting bigger, and so I guess that Kotaku was interviewing the guy that designs Chun-Li, and like, so why do they keep getting bigger, or what's big enough? And he's like, well, and this is a quote, said, the simple answer to that is this: I'm looking for the perfect thigh to rest my head on, so whatever size would work as a nice pillow. Almost like, that's kind of weird, but you know.
That's a little awkward.
So maybe he's got a thigh fetish.
At least he's straightforward about it.
Yeah. You know?
So I mean, it's an imaginary character, so whatever, but.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just always working out. They keep getting bigger and bigger.
She's always scissor kicking people, you know.
Yeah, so true.
I know she's got some huge ass thighs.
Well, I mean, at least they didn't try and go into some explanation going like, after doing a large research survey about what is the appropriate thigh size, we came up with. No, he just straight up said, like, you know, something I can put my head between.
That's one thing you got to admire about the Japanese is they don't think like the rest of us do over here. They got their own deal going on over there. So
yeah, it's like fuck you, dolphin.
Fuck you, dolphin.
Fuck you, whale.
last little bit of news I have is the Steam thing with PS3.
Oh, yeah.
And that's coming up with Portal here. So at least two of us here don't have a PS3, and we're sad about that. But I'll be honest with you, I really do wish I had one, because that would mean that I'm getting Portal for my PC and my PS3, and there's cross-platform support. So
yeah,
I can see who's online. There's talk about being able to play the cooperative multiplayer across the Steam version and the
that
PS3
would be
version.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's a first for consoles. So I got to give it up to those guys for actually doing something really cool that I really admire over at PS3.
Oh.
And speaking of PS3,
Anon. Yeah.
Well, we'll get into Anon in a second, but they had a settlement with the guy that they were suing
for
$1 trillion.
$1 trillion, yeah. Modifying software.
So basically, this is what it boiled down to. They were just shaking their dick around, and they basically said, don't do it again, and if you do, or even think about it, even if you didn't read or agree to anything, we're finding the shit out of you. And so that was what he had to sign is, I'm going to get the shit fined out of me if I modify anything. Even if I didn't read the terms and agree to it, even if I didn't know, I'm agreeing to that I know that this is a stupid thing to do. Yeah. And that's what they did. So I think it was more a PR stunt than anything else. At this point, that's what it feels like. So it's just them saying, hackers, beware.
Yeah.
and they get this guy a slap on the wrist. And which he really got off really fucking easy on that.
And of course, Anonymous, though, even though...
Yeah, you get the whole Guy Fawkes thing.
Even though they settled the whole thing and they didn't actually charge the guy anything, just warned him, Anonymous is still gung-ho about the whole...
Yeah, you should bring up what they're doing this Saturday.
I'm going to. They already
shut down the PSN, didn't
they?
They
just announced on a video that we saw tonight that this Saturday, April 16th,
they want people to wear Guy Fawkes masks and walk into retail outlets.
Yeah, and well, no, they said that they're also going to unleash the largest act against Sony that Sony has ever fucking seen.
So,
are you serious?
Yes, because they're still pissed off because of Sony is grabbing IP addresses through social networks such as Facebook and stuff like that, aren't they? They're trying
anyone that says anything about them? Or?
No, about modding and I think it's about modding and hacking. Anybody who goes to any of these websites that has to do with that stuff, especially Anonymous's website, they're trying to grab those IPs from social communities to track those people and I guess try and keep them from on a list or keep them from being on PlayStation Network or something.
I got to throw something out there. I think that I know you guys were all kind of gung-ho about Anonymous last week and I was really still not. This really is just like taking it to the next level and fuck that guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're messing with something that people feel secure in when it comes to consoles and things like that. I don't want to have to buy fucking cards so that I can buy shit online. I don't want to feel like my shit is susceptible to fucking hackers when I'm on my fucking console. I'd rather have the convenience of sitting there and buying shit and not worrying about somebody fucking with my stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to drive to your nearest store, buy a card, and then come back.
What's the next step? Are they going to fucking mess with Steam now? Because
were gung-ho about Anonymous's actions against the Baptist community, the ones that run the,
But now soldiers. It just feels like a fucking PR stunt.
Yeah, but soldiers... Burn in Hell and
that's cool.
AIDS Kills Facts. Those people, we were gung-ho about that. We said with the PlayStation one, we said, don't know what their aim is, don't know what they're doing right now because they haven't even said, so it's still up in the air as if it's something we support or not.
Yeah, but then whenever they did like I was talking to Andrew about it, he said that they took down PSN for like 2 days, but then they actually stopped because they realized they were hurting the customers more than they were hurting Sony.
Yeah, so they did that. So what they're trying to do, whatever it is that they're talking about doing on April 16th, is probably going to be more aimed at Sony
than
actually
customer
stuff.
It's not going to be the customer stuff.
I don't care.
Stuff.
This is
you're more worried about, you're more worried about people who might not be Anon, but are hackers who might steal credit card information and personal account information and all that.
It's a dangerous precedent to set, I think.
It is. It is a dangerous precedent.
I've been trying
to clear my throat and it keeps making me but yeah, precedent. It is a dangerous situation, but it's one of those things where Sony backed down from the lawsuit and they settled because it was just a dick wagon contest saying, you know, fuck with us, we'll do this. You know, Blizzard's done it, fucking everybody's done it. You know, against modders and fucking Blizzard situation. The guy
when I log into the PSN network, I don't want to have one of those like keychains that you have to use for WoW now.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I hate that fucking shit. Have you seen those, Holly? You can carry a keychain that gives you confirmation numbers to prove you are who you are whenever you log in.
Runs on an algorithm and you punch in a special code every time you log into your Blizzard account so that it has to be you.
Yeah, to prove that it is you. Because in order to get into the account, sure, somebody can get your password and email, but there's a keychain you actually carry on your keys that it sends a special confirmation to, so you have to type in whatever it shows on your thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's kind of ridiculous, and my ex had one, you know, for her WoW account.
I quit before it became too popular.
Yeah. And it's just kind of it's kind of a double security thing, and it's kind of needless. I mean, I see a reason for it, but it's stupid that people have to go that fucking far, you know.
Well, they got fucking like a whole city's worth of people playing WoW now.
Yeah, it's like Brandy, my ex, her account just got jacked into, and somebody took all of her shit and dumped her back down to a lower tier level and all that crap and stole all of her money. So,
in lighter news, Magic of Vietnam came out this week, and I didn't know about it. I've talked a lot about Magicka, but Magicka is a little game with wizards. It's multiplayer, and you do a little keystroke combination, and they all talk like the Swedish chef. It's great. So, but they came out with a Vietnam-like DLC. And so you got these wizards with their staffs
yes.
and RPGs.
Yeah, you actually have and fucking, like,
airstrikes yeah. and all this other shit. It's fucking crazy.
And the entire trailer, they're playing, like, fucking old, like, 70s rock fucking music, like, with the Vietnam landscape. It's got burning tires, fucking orc-looking guys wearing, like, fucking Viet Cong helmets with the fucking tear harness on and the fucking assault rifle and shit. And it looks really fucking funny. Yeah.
For $5, man, I can't pass it up.
that one's on Steam, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on Steam. Yeah, that's what I thought, $5. Yeah. $4.99. So play some fucking Magicka.
Don't they have Magicka on Xbox as well, though?
No.
I thought they were
This is one of those, like, indie achievement things. Like,
nah, see, I thought they were bringing Magicka.
It's like a bunch of students in Sweden did one of their projects on video games for whatever their degree. I assume it's something to do with video games.
But culinary. They're chefs.
Yeah, they're all chefs. That's all why Swedish chefs.
So they all talk like the fucking chef.
But,
it's like, bird.
But they,
Dork.
York.
Tom York.
But, yeah, they, there's just, like, six guys, and they created this game, and, like, it sold, like, I want to say 200,000 copies.
Jeez.
And on Steam, you know, and they've been patching the shit out of it. They've been modding, you know, they already got this mod going out. It's only been like a month?
Yeah.
So they're working their ass off, and it's fucking genius. That game is it's crack. Really, if anybody finds me online on Steam, I'll play it with them. It's cool as hell. But and it needs to get on XBLA, but...
Yeah.
They
need to get better. I thought it was. I thought I already had, because I remember seeing an advertisement somewhere on Xbox talking about it, I thought.
No, it wouldn't
have been on Xbox. It might have been for something else.
It's a Steam-only release.
Yeah.
But it's fucking fun. So
I think it was for Magic. That was it for Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, it's probably Magic the Gathering because I got like 15 packs for it now.
Yeah, that was it.
Sometimes online, it's actually pretty fun online.
Well,
so
is that it for news?
Yeah, that's it for pretty much for news. Yeah. What are we playing for our gauntlet?
I wasn't here. So Monday you guys Night Combat.
Playing some MNC.
Yeah,
MNC.
So tomorrow night at 10:00.
Yep.
So well, I guess Thursday. Not going into that joke. But
being here today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna play that tonight. We're gonna have a lot of fun. There's that new map pack. Was there one or two that are out?
They're
free.
It's a new map pack that has two maps in it, I do believe. It's got that
that Slurpee Cola or whatever.
Whatever it's called, yeah. The one that we were getting our asses kicked on last time.
Yeah, the L map.
Yeah.
So I'm really stoked to play that. I haven't played it in a while.
Yeah. And the game runs a lot smoother now, too.
Yeah, it's really been working on the servers, so...
Yeah.
Maybe if...
I know Winemaker Joe will want to jump on with us, because I don't know if his 360... If he's gotten his 360 fixed, or if he's gotten another one or not.
No, he went on a rant about it, but he was saying he was wanting to jump on the next time we played it, so...
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing that he can do right now. If you guys haven't
played with Winemaker Joe...
Because I was talking to him the other week, and I asked him what was up, if the disk drive just stopped working, and he said, yeah, and I said, you can fix it for like $30, and he said everybody else is selling $75, and I was like, that's because it's everybody else. Do it yourself. It's easy. You just buy a new drive and solder the board onto it, and boom, you're done. And he said that he wasn't sure if that was a problem or not, and that he might just... buy one of the new Slims, so he might have gotten the new Slim already.
Well, he was talking about getting one, but
yeah.
If you haven't played with Winemaker's a blast. So
Winemaker Joe.
And he is part of Tiltcast.
And he plays a lot of the old school games.
Yeah, he's the one doing all our old school reviews right now. Mm-hmm. He's got his own section. It's Winemaker's Game Cellar, which is on the website right now. I recently reformatted everything. When I was done being drunk, I linked everybody, and I got some reviews posted I had sitting cooking for a while, and man, I did a lot of shit on Sunday.
Basting.
I was basting in my own throw up almost.
Gross.
But there's that. We do have some.
Oh, I got news. I have a.
Do you have some news?
I got a Voltron shirt.
Oh, is that news?
Yeah, I got a Voltron shirt.
So you know, one thing that we didn't talk about is the Claptrap Comedy Corner.
Yes, we did not.
You should pull up some of those responses there.
Whose board were they on? Because I didn't get any on.
It was on mine.
It was on yours.
We posted it too late on the Twitter today, but I posted it a couple days ago.
The Twitter
thing. On the Twitter.
I have a few. My friend Joe said Metroid Prime. William said God of War, and Kyle said Portal.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
What did you originally say? You said Metal Gear Solid, right?
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid.
Greg told me Ghostbusters, the video game.
Yeah, the video game, not the movie?
No, that's actually called Ghostbusters, the video game, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know,
there's
kidding.
A couple of older video Ghostbuster games.
Hey, Trent.
Yeah,
I'm
kidding.
I'm
just
kidding.
Saying because you're a bitch. So, anyways.
I know.
Let's see. What did you get here?
So,
I said Mass Effect and Sandy Mode, I think was mine.
Well, I said Fallout 2.
Okay.
Didn't Andrew say, like, Alan Wake?
Yeah, I think he did say Alan Wake on there. I know that a buddy of mine that I used to play WoW with actually posted on there, and he said anything in a Battlefield series online play. He said story-wise, he'd have to say Warcraft. So, no surprise on the Warcraft comment. And then Nate said XCOM, which I barely remember that game, so that's cool.
Nice.
So, anyways, we will have a question for next week. Have we decided what we wanted to ask?
I've got one. I've got one. Okay.
Way to think on the fly.
Here's one. And this one I think would be very
fun. Is it going to be relevant?
Yes, it's going to be relevant to video games. Yes,
okay.
It will be.
Okay.
Keep stalling there.
If you could create your own... Like, you know, this is not the comic book like we talked about before, about comic books, superheroes, and belts. If you can create your own in-game hero... For a video game, it's like, who would he be? What would he be? What would the whole point of his story be?
So, hold on. So you're wanting us to come up with this answer right now?
Dude, no. We can wait. I can try an example, though, so people know what we're talking about.
Okay. You know, I'll throw an example, and I'll throw one out,
If I was going to make a video game. Now, this is not my answer. This is just an example.
If I was about to make a video game.
Like, if I were the king. Anyway, if I was going to make one, let's say I'd make a Murloc video game. I'd have Misty Murloc is her name. And their powers are to throw nets on people and steal things from them while they're entangled. And the whole backstory would be somebody stole my Murloc eggs, and I'm now searching for them.
That just seems way too difficult.
No, it's
That's
not.
That's just too much.
That was like two sentences right there. That's all it is. You have till next week to do it.
Way too much.
It's a homework assignment.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a homework assignment. But anyways, there's an example of how to do it. Does that sound kind of fun?
Are you going
to
throw out an example?
You going to throw one out there, Justin?
I'm thinking.
How about you do a punch tree, get woodman?
No. I wasn't going to do a punch tree, get woodman.
Okay.
No, I don't know what I...
No, I would not...
Threw me on the fire
here. I use Murloc as an example. I would actually suggest that you make your own, that you don't base it after any game. Just come up with your own. Like Rainbow Man. Something like that. How about Not So Mega Man? He's not really that good, but
okay. So we're coming up with our own.
How about a polo player's turned superhero?
Yes. No. How about a jockey turned superhero? You can call him like the Mighty Morphine.
No, just call him like
he's like a jockey.
the mighty half pint.
The mighty half pint. Yeah, it's like underdog without the tail and the ears. So
so like he has to race to all. He's got like little sirens on top of the horse's head.
Yeah, or you have like a burn victim who's a non-smoking advocacy guy, because he fell asleep with a cigarette in bed, and now he goes out and he fights his evil villain, the Marlboro Man, or Menthol Cool. Because if you ever notice...
No, it would be Menthol Cool, be Daddy Cool.
No. Well, okay, fine, Daddy Cool. Because if you ever noticed inside comic books, and this is something that all comic books and game guys know, black guys in the comics are usually the villains. Like Black Mantis for Aquaman.
You would know the Aquaman superhero.
Yeah, I have a statue of Black Mantis. I love him. It's great. But he's a black guy, you know? It's just they always do that. So, Daddy Cool. He's a menthol man.
That's extremely racist.
I know it's extreme. I'm not the one who set the president.
he's just like, well, these guys said it, so.
Yeah, I'm not the one who set it up. That's just the way it runs.
He's a villain, and he smokes menthol, so he must be black.
Exactly. I mean, come on. My girlfriend smokes menthols, but
so
she's
do
not
I.
black. I'm just saying. That's kind of the way it goes inside comics. Usually they make the black guys, or even just the non-white guys, are usually.
Wasn't Spawn black?
Spawn was black, but he was an anti-hero. Yeah. Heroes don't go to hell and get sent back, unless you were the
Heroes
West
don't
Baptist.
Heroes don't go to hell. That's a good tagline.
Unless you subscribe to the West Baptist Bureau, sorry, Burroughs Place, you know, who believe that all soldiers go to hell. So, but anyways,
no one's going to listen to our podcast after this.
Yeah, I know. Only the diehard Americans out there will listen to it.
Half of who listens to us are Canadian.
Yeah, I know, but the Canadians love this shit. They love this shit, dude.
Not all Canadians are white, Trent.
I know. That's why I like them. No, it's a fact. Anyway, but But no, I'm not being racist. So that's kind of the way it goes. So yeah. You know, it
just because you're not white,
I'm not white, so I can get away with a lot more than you guys can. I mean, you're part Spanish, aren't you?
So.
Fucking embrace it. Start making white jokes. Holly, you're pretty much white, aren't you?
I am.
She's really Irish.
Yeah. Irish, German, black, Dutch.
Okay, so you're in the groups of people that basically
like to
ostracize everybody else. They like to say, like, well, you're not. Like with the Irish mafia versus the Italian mafia. Italian mafia hires outside resources like, you know, hey, heard you're a good gun for hire. We're going to hire you even though you're Jewish, which, you know, there's been a lot of Jewish guys who work for the Italian mobs. Actually, the Irish mob, fuck you. If you're not Irish, you're not part of the fucking mob. We don't want you because we've been pissed on throughout all fucking history. We used to get our throats slit when we go and get haircuts. That's what it used to be like. So, you know, you're in the ostracized groups. You just like to fucking cut everybody else out, especially Germans, man. I mean, I'm part German, you know?
Yeah.
I am too.
Yeah. Germans, God bless Germany, but goddamn, you know. And then I love Germans, but yeah, the bad history there. But and then I'm Indian, Eastern Indian proper. So you know a little bit of Hindu, the Indus River. Yeah,
so, a little bit. You're pretty Indian.
Yeah, at least it told me I should go join the mafia and just fake being Italian. Put a bowel at the end of my name. Yeah, I was like, really, Tomlinson? No, does that work? So. But yeah,
it's not quite like Bambino.
Yeah, it's not like Bambino, which is a baby. It's like, yeah, I heard that baby guy is pretty much a killer. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I heard he cut a guy's nuts off and put him in a jar. You know? It's like Tommy Bambino. My name's Bambino.
Yeah.
Tommy Bambino. Yeah. Well, I didn't ask your name, sir. It's like, I know. I just like saying it.
All right, so there was our claptrap.
So come up with – that was pretty funny, 5 minutes. But yeah, come up with your own video game character who you want to see a video game for. Create it. Come up with just a brief, like maybe 3-sentence little descriptor about it. You can even – and if you're John and you like to go balls into this thing, come up with the backstory too because you know John does. He likes to
John will be very creative with this.
He'll love this one because he likes doing that, coming up with stuff like that. Scott might even jump into it. but yeah, just come
hey,
up
Nubs.
With your, yeah, Nubs. Give us something. Yeah, just come up with your own character, their own video game, what the backstory is that they're supposed to be doing. So that'd be creative, you know, like have Dildo Man shoots lasers from his – battery supply from the tip. French tickler. The French tickler.
That's actually a tick character, I think.
Yeah, I know. I like to tickle babies. So, that's the Claptrap Comedy Corner. I hope you enjoyed it. That clearly. My throat. God damn, what is wrong with my throat?
So, anyways, I'm going to go ahead and plug a few people. And now we have. Shut up.
I know, I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm getting over being sick.
So as of this week, we are now on extraplay.info. They are now hosting for some network shows, us and the carouselpodcast.com. Another person we plug a lot, John.
Yep.
And Susie.
Their motto, what goes around comes around, to the Carousel Podcast.
And it just keeps turning.
Yep.
TVGP.tv, they do good things with Knobs and Boston and Brad and fucking Ryan and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, we have noquarters.net. They have Mackie from Banffcast, actually.
No, actually, yeah. I have him on my Xbox now.
Yeah, Mackie.
Yeah.
Mackie is pretty hilarious, actually. Yep. The guy has a natural radio voice.
Oh, yeah. He's a cool guy.
They do a podcast once a month, so there's not a whole lot of episodes, but when you think about it, they got like, when did I say they have like almost 60 episodes? So they've been doing it a while.
Yeah.
So good stuff, really good stuff. And I think that's about... Oh, Dynamic Soundtrack with Boston on his radio show for video game music. They had a tribute to Zelda the other week that actually was really, really good. So, yeah, just plugging those guys. We think they're great. They plug us, and we want to hear more. So, anyways, did anybody have anything else?
No. Nope.
That's it. Roger Wilco.
This is Justin signing out.
Later, guys.
Yep. See you later.